back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Terry.
Oh, why am I not surprised? Sheriff Department!
Terry!
Hey, what do you guys want?
We have a warrant this time. Let us in. The lady at that house over there.
Okay.
Looking out her window.
And seeing... What?
What did she see?
She saw me.
Uh-huh.
Totally partying.
Can you describe partying for me, please?
I get more a cake.
Detail. Mm-hmm.
And then I get my flute.
Mm-hmm.
And I go like this.
Terry, can I ask you a question?
What?
Is that flute another man's penis?
Whoa, time out.
No, time in.
No, there's no timeouts.
Game
there's
in.
No timeouts in
we're
life.
We're back in play.
Well, maybe the flute had balls.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I said maybe, I didn't say it, yeah. So,
listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that was good news.
I was with a buddy, and we rented a car. He's driving. I see a dead horse. I mean, just laid out in someone's yard. And I've never seen that before. And I was like, man, I bet you don't think about that when you buy a horse. Like it dying, like you don't fast forward that far. You know, that's a huge thing, dying in your yard. That's the weight of a horse, you know? I mean, you can't just scoot it off into the woods with your foot and be like, let's try to get another one before the kids come home. You have to tell your wife to keep the kids away for a month. You gotta Google how to move a dead horse. You gotta possibly get in the horse to help you do it. And that's not going to be easy, you know? I think that's what the blinders are for, because it's like, just look ahead. Don't worry about what's going on back here. Or you got to get your friends to help you do it, and you can't spill the beans too quick on that. You know, you think it's hard to get them to help you move a couch? Try a dead horse. I mean...
People are trying to figure out what to do with immigrants. A lot of people are worried about immigrants coming in and taking our jobs. I'm worried about Americans taking immigrant jobs. I got a massage from a Midwestern white lady. And it essentially felt like a cat was walking on my back for an hour. Not an angry or a hungry cat, just a happy cat. Trying to find a place to sleep. And then a couple weeks later, I got a massage from a Korean man, and he pressed into my back with the pressure that he had left his whole family behind. That's a great massage! You need a massage from someone who's been through something. You can't get a massage from a woman named Meredith, where the worst thing that ever happened to her is the one time she got bangs. Like, I walked in and I saw it was a white lady, and at first I was like, it could be okay, she could be Russian. But then she goes, lay down. I was like, no, she sounds like me. Because rarely do you walk into a situation and think, you know what would be better at this job? A white lady. Unless that job is crying outside of a bar, then yes.
Morning, fellas.
Look who's back. Look who's back. Look who's back.
Who, meets
yeah,
us?
Yeah, no, you! This is the
your first win in
you're
like ever?
You're turning it around,
oh my
baby.
God, I'm so, I was
nice
so confused.
You're turning it around!
Oh, right, the betting thing, got it.
The bet, not betting. You're still horrible at that.
B-E-D-D-I-N-G. Yeah. B-E-T-T-I-N-G.
Yes,
I'm also
yes.
not great at, but yes, I technically did win the Masters bet over the
did.
Weekend. I did have the first pick in the draft. But that doesn't mean in golf, it's a wide open field, right? There's a
right.
lot of guys to choose from. I just happened to pick the one that I would almost always pick, and that's
mm-hmm,
Jordan
mm-hmm,
Spieth.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else behind me chose Patrick Reed or Ricky Fowler, advantage me. So Spieth has a nearly historic round on Sunday, and that's enough to surge back past your guy, Rory McIlroy.
I know, I felt
who
pretty good.
Basically blew it on Sunday.
I know it.
Not just with the two of us, but just in general.
I know.
Put almost zero pressure on Patrick Reed, right? Did for about the first, what, two holes?
Well, his first shot went in, I mean, that
oh,
basically went the
right.
woods.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, he essentially got, didn't he get within one?
Yeah.
After two, I think?
Yeah.
Give or take. And then after that, was never a factor. I think shot something like a 74.
He imploded.
So I think the announcers, I'm technically back a little bit.
The announcer said that that first shot that he had was lucky to stay have stayed in bounds. That's how bad it was.
Well,
congrats, Rory.
Yeah, nice job, Rory. Thanks a lot. But look at you. Look at you. Here you come. Turning it around.
Who are you going to donate the money to?
Well, it's not up to me. It's up to you guys. Instead of giving me the money, you would just donate it to charity in my name.
Well, I have Rosie and Hockey's money because I made the bet that Tiger would make the cut.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Here's the deal. You pay your money and make Rosie pay
100%.
His money.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Don't give him the easy way out.
That's a good point.
Yeah, Rosie has to physically hand me the money.
Correct.
Yeah, but I owe him 20
bucks.
That's
fine. Then you give him 20 bucks.
Right.
Don't be the middleman there.
Right. Don't be the middleman.
Yeah, let's see if he actually pulls it out of his pocket.
You owe me 20 bucks. Pay me the 20.
I owe Hockey 20 as well.
Doesn't matter, though. You lost a $20 bet to me. My job is not keeping track of other people's debts. You pay me the 20. Okay. The same way Rosie has to pay me the 20.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's your 20.
And AJ's right, because then it teaches Mark the lesson that you hand the person the money who you lost the bet to.
We're in the business of teaching 67-year-old men lessons. That's what we do. Hand them my 22. Give it to him, please.
Maybe in a small moment of foreshadowing, John Schuster and Tyler George during our Manny's dinner that Rosie didn't pay for gave me the $20
up front
to hold the money because they're like, hey, if we don't win, you'll see the person before we probably will. So I already have their 40.
Right.
Well, Tyler's was gone by Thursday morning anyway.
Yes,
it was. Fifth hole.
Yeah. Right.
So wait, why'd you just give me 40?
That's my 20 as well.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, yeah. So I am giving
okay
that
for,
to
it's
you.
It's okay to do that for Chris. Yeah.
Especially if Chris is in front so we can all keep track of. So Rosie owes me. AJ owes me.
Tommy.
See, that's his ploy right there.
Yeah.
And Tommy owes me.
He's only here 3 days a week and never on payoff day.
Right. And he owes me $200 tomorrow. I mean, there's no getting around it.
Right.
He owes me $200.
And you won't see that tomorrow.
Strategically, he waited to pay you that first $100.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Just
hoping
in case,
you'd forget.
Which I understand. You know what? I can give him credit.
I was hoping that they would get 48 wins.
Right. Yep. Which I can give him some leeway on that. But there's no getting around it. I'm going to Amman, Jordan, and Qatar Wednesday. I need that money. There may be casinos over there.
Qatar does not accept American currency. Yeah, they only accept Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Is that right? That seems weird.
Yeah, you got to have crypto in Qatar / Qatar. Otherwise,
isn't like one Bitcoin $40,000 now?
It's like seven grand.
Didn't it drop? Yeah, pretty drastically.
That's still pretty good.
Comparatively speaking,
it's about 7K.
Pretty good.
Down from about 19 in change.
19 in change.
And I think Ethereum
holy
hit.
Smokes.
I don't know, like 1,400.
Yep.
1,200. Now I think it's about 400. The cryptos are having a bad couple of months.
Oh well.
If you invested in cryptocurrency post-Christmas, you are most likely struggling.
I did not.
I also did not because I did not understand it.
It's not easy to get.
Actually, it is pretty easy to get.
But you have, but the loopholes that you have to jump through. Okay, easy might have been the wrong word. You have to create some account on some site, and then
Coinbase.
It takes. They have like a buffer period for it to go through because it was so popular.
Right.
That they weren't just accepting people that signed up because it was
in the big scheme of things, it's not super difficult. There's a couple of steps, but it's not super difficult. But it's bizarre because, I don't know, and I know you watch the show religiously, Hawk, but if you saw John Oliver's show about cryptocurrency, he tried to spend the 25 minutes talking to us as if he had just been aware of cryptocurrency, because as he said on a couple of talk shows, he didn't understand it either until a couple of weeks leading up to that broadcast. It's not the easiest thing in the world to explain. And then even after the 25 minutes, I'm like, all right, I get the gist of it. Like the top end gist of it. I still would struggle to explain it to anybody beyond literally point number one, right? If somebody's like, well, how does... Okay, but explain blockchains again. Like, how does this work? I'd go, well, I'd get 10 seconds and I'd go, that's all I know. And then I would essentially say, if you want to learn more, watch John Oliver's Last Week Tonight.
Right.
And he'll give you the bullet points. Because it's weird. I actually walked away from that half hour being more confused about blockchain security. Because the gist of it is, and again, this is maybe wrong, but this is all I understand, is that instead of a bank having one centralized kind of ledger for all accounts, transactions, and things like that, blockchains essentially duplicated in a whole bunch of other servers around the world, thousands of servers. So it's just harder to access all of them. But to me, I'm like, I still don't understand why that's not easier to hack if there's thousands of targets, if there's thousands of copies.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess, because I don't understand it, it's the opposite. I guess because there's so many spots, it's harder to truly hack and disrupt the entire system. That's all I can explain, and that might not even be correct. Now, again, what's the difference between, like, what the hell is a blockchain, right? What the hell is cryptocurrency? I still would struggle to even... I just want to invest in it. I just want to make billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's all we want. Is it too much to ask to make billions?
But right now, it's just not working.
No. I don't know.
But there's still a lot of people that say it is the absolute wave of the future. That there's almost every path we can look down at some point is going to be a universal digital currency or cryptocurrency, so we'll see. Well, but won't that be fun when we're all confused?
I need to find a quick way to come up with $528 is what I need.
Why?
$528?
Yeah.
New handbag?
No.
I
don't spend that kind of money on bags.
$528.
Gambling?
Isn't that 33 times 16?
I don't know about you, but I'm not done yet. I'm gonna let the postseason play out first before I pay up.
Good point. Because
I don't wanna give 16 before his 16 is essentially done.
Right.
Monster year for Mr. Zucker.
$528 I owe.
Will you know as of right now?
Hell, what?
Will you know who paid that?
Well, I don't think he ever agreed to it.
I don't think. He
No, I think he did.
Okay, he's not paying that. If he agreed to it, he's not gonna pay it.
I don't know. You know who? Like, is he Voldemort now? Rosie Mort?
Well, yeah, Rosie Mort.
He technically probably only owes $428 because he put that $100 that he donated for Chris against his tab for the donation to give 16,
no.
Right?
No.
No.
Oh. No. Hey, you guys want to hear something funny?
I think, of course.
I think he did it.
I did not see this or hear it until a moment ago, right before the show started. But you want to hear a golf ball hit a dude in the head?
I would love to hear exactly that.
Man, Fred Couples hits a tee shot. Doesn't go right on 11, I think. And this is how it sounds.
The 1992 winner, Fred Couples.
Oh! That hurts.
Add that to the essentially never-ending list of reasons to never go to a golf tournament.
Right.
I've been to them. They're boring as hell.
Extremely boring.
Very boring and extremely difficult to follow the storylines. Yeah. It is all about being seen. Yeah. And seeing golfers that you love.
Right.
But as a spectator sport, it is so much better kicking your feet up on your couch and sitting and doing nothing all Sunday.
Right.
Like I did yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Falling asleep about four holes in and then waking up at 16.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. That's all I did yesterday. That and eat.
You don't want to get clobbered?
No.
1992 winner Fred Couples.
Oh, man. That
hurts.
There's a lump on that dude's head. I don't know. Dude, girl, I have no idea.
Oh, man.
Either way.
That sounds so bad.
Just for fun.
Brilliant.
There's definitely a lump on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sauce, you said you ate yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you went on Twitter and complained about the amount of cookie dough in your concrete mixer at Culver's.
And then got called Eeyore.
Yeah, by Chris, I saw that.
Did you read your all of your twits yesterday?
Your twits, my twits.
You had a nice pair of twits yesterday.
Yeah, right, huge twits.
Two of them that I really liked.
Do you want to see them?
Absolutely not. Keep that Hammer Made shirt on.
Yesterday was great. Other than
it
when
sounded like it.
It was. It was great. I ate way too much, and then I was like, you know what? I really want. I want a cookie dough peanut butter. Ice cream treat.
Yeah.
Well, there's no Dairy Queens around me, so I went to the Culver's by me.
Right.
And I got one. It was delicious, but it had four or five pieces of cookie dough in it.
Augusto, sweetheart, save some room for later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was hungry, and that's what I wanted. I want it for the amount those things, for how much those things cost, they should have more than four pieces of candy.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Please.
How did you count how many there were? Didn't you start eating them
No, because I waited to get home because I'm not going to eat and drive. I need two hands.
What?
Yeah, I need two hands.
I don't think I drive when I'm not eating.
Yeah, it's all melty by that time.
No, because it's... I don't know. It wasn't.
So you get home.
Yeah.
And it's mixy time.
Yeah, and there was none on the bottom. It was all at the top. Plus, as a former 300-plus-pound individual, you count those kind of things.
That's right.
Because I don't know about you guys. I'm not calling complete shenanigans, but I start eating the mixer first. And then if you get halfway down and you say, hey, where's the rest of the cookie dough? I don't know how you retroactively had kept track of how many cookie dough bites there were.
Because I've had that trouble before with all those other places.
White people problems.
Well, no, it's not anybody's problems. I'm just saying. I was pissed.
He's masturbating.
I did later. I'm just saying. I have a very simple life. I'm very blessed. And some things just piss me off.
This is a joke!
You don't get it.
5 pieces of cookie dough!
It's a radio bit.
Protesting outside of Culver's.
It was delicious, don't get me wrong, but I wanted more.
This won't stand!
I wanted more candy.
Gosh, I wish.
Right. I've simplified my life to where those stupid things bother me.
Listen, man, I'm going to say a prayer for you today.
Well, I don't need that. I'll be fine. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Augusto, sneak out. Save some room for later.
Just loaded that in this morning because I had a hunch that the cookie dough thing was going to come up. And, of course, it took about 10 minutes for it to arise. And already that button is well played.
Yes.
I'm sick of trying.
Right. I know, sauce.
Hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have.
No, you mean the Bulldogs have. Congrats to the University of Minnesota Duluth. And our Duluth affiliate. Hi, guys. You guys are national champions for the second
Congratulations.
Time. Congratulations. 2011 and now 2018.
Yeah.
2-1 over Notre Dame.
That's right.
Congrats to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, man,
I guess a bunch of Minnesotans, too. Something like 14 Minnesotans on the lines of the championship game. So loaded with local talent. They're all one of us.
Mm-hmm. Gone too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Congrats to Duluth. We love Duluth.
Yeah.
Big fans. Okay.
Now it was huge. I'm just looking. I'm just going to see if I overreacted by calling him Eeyore, even though he calls me much worse names than that on the Twitter machine.
I don't.
He's more mean to your sister.
Yeah.
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 He also put the weirdest. Again, I don't know, it's Captain Grammar, I get it. But if you see the exact tweet, he puts a period when the sentence is clearly not over.
Who cares?
Yeah, he but it just doesn't make any sense where you put it.
I don't
He was
care.
Upset at a guy for wearing a soccer jersey.
That's don't do that.
Which makes no sense, by the way, but that's a whole other debate.
Why?
Well, because why can't a guy wear a soccer jersey to the Masters?
Well, he's got jeans on as well.
Why can't he do that?
Because it's Augustus.
It's Augustus?
Yeah.
Augustus, speak out. Save some room for later.
Why can't he do that?
You probably shouldn't wear denim on a golf course.
Why?
You just shouldn't.
Okay, but that's...
I don't have a reason why.
But that's the point.
Shouldn't.
You don't have a reason.
That's
the point.
You shouldn't, though.
Why?
Would you wear jeans to a wedding?
Okay, but why?
Sweatpants.
But is it allowed? Like, is it against Augusta policy... to have a soccer jersey and jeans on?
That I don't know.
Because if it is, then yeah, boot him. If it's allowed, then he has every right to do
I'll
it.
Oh, look.
Just because you wouldn't
it. Seemingly do it. Is, because they let him in.
Right. Yeah, is it the classiest move? No, but hey, man. Happy Gilmore wore the jersey while he played. Let's make a little noise here.
Yeah, that's a movie.
I saw a bunch of movies this weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait to get the full breakdown on A Quiet Place.
Did you see it?
Whether it's Chris Pratt or Stephen King or the rest of the country, everybody's saying it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Can we get the full review when we come back?
Damn right.
It's Power Trip Morning Show. AJ, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Cove. We're with you until 9 o'clock. I don't think Ben's back
today. We were
today.
Talking about I'm not sure, but he's tweeting like he's back home.
Maybe he makes his triumphant return at 7.
I hope so. I miss
if he's
his
listening,
smell.
Text in. I know he was going to be gone, 2.5, 3 weeks? It's been almost at least 2 weeks since we've seen him. Maybe today's the day. We'll find out. I don't know.
I think, was the last time he was here with us?
No, it was pre-Vegas.
We went to Vegas, right?
Yeah. Pre-Vegas.
So I bet he's back. I hope he's back.
Maybe. We'll find out. Power Trip Morning Show back after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
All right, who's this?
Ah, dude.
Who's covering Elton?
Everybody. A record came out on Friday called Revamp, and it's Lady Gaga, The Killers, Ed Sheeran, and Alicia Cara.
Yeah, Cara, I think.
Cara, I'm sorry, I don't know. Yeah. And as you, anybody who listens to the show well knows, this is Saucy and I's song.
Oh.
I would have said, no, don't cover the song. I really love the little swing beat they have behind this, and she just kills it. The whole record, top to bottom, I love it, man. I just love it so much. And
I guess that's why they call this is the gal that she performed at U.S. Bank Stadium before a Vikings game like a year ago.
Okay. I might not have been there.
Yeah, she, God, I forget what the cause was, though. I don't remember if it was like women's empowerment. It was something like that. I don't remember what it was. But it was for some kind of a movement that clearly is not jumping to the top of my head. But she was great. But it was weird because it much like, God, what was the guy's name? Is it T-Pain?
T-Pain, yeah.
When the lights are on and you're just kind of on the sidelines like T-Pain, it's really hard to get the crowd into it. But yeah. T-Pain did the best he could.
Sure.
You don't and really got know some people. Are. Got some yeah. people into it. But Alessia Cara was on the middle of the stage, but it was before the game, if I remember right. I think it was before the game. And people were like, what's this now? Who's
this,
singing?
This whale.
But she can sing. Wait on me, girl.
That's the moment Hockey and I embraced in Las Vegas.
We did. I know.
And both
I know.
Sobbed.
Just tears. Tears.
Yeah. And then went and grabbed more cocktails.
And then, have you heard this yet, Saucy? Did you get a chance to listen to it before the show? Listen to this.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can.
Heard that they were doing this. Was this like a highly promoted bit? I didn't hear about this at all.
Everybody, The Killers, Mumford & Sons.
Oh, what song does Mumford do?
They do
I love
Someone Save
music.
My Life Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that
it's done. Miley does Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Sam Smith does Daniel.
Jeez.
At the end of this
A-listers.
Song, yeah. At the end of the song, she takes it up a notch vocally. And it's worth hearing for sure.
This is one of the greatest love songs of all time.
Can I tell you a quick music story over the weekend? This is the point I'm at in my life. I was in your neck of the woods. I was at the Maple Grove Cub by Arbor Lakes the other day. And my wife sends me a text that says, Harper's out of crayons and coloring books. And that store Five Below is like 10 seconds from Cub, right? So I'm like, all right, I'll run by the Dollars, essentially the dollar store, and load up on crayons and coloring books. And I'm walking through Five Below, and the song that's over the loudspeakers, I'm like, what the F is this? Because it was badass. So I Shazam it and then fell in love with it all weekend. I'm going, is this where I'm at in my life where my musical influences are the speakers at Five Below? But that's what happened.
Who was
it? I found this band called The Moth and the Flame. It's apparently the song's 2 years old, so I'm big time late to the party, but it's great. And it's not in the system, so I loaded it in this morning, but it's great. And I found it at essentially a dollar store.
Right.
Why not, right? That's where I find music now.
Yeah, you just hang
some
out.
Some people find it on iHeartRadio, the app. You can download it for free, find it now. Other people just walk through dollar stores and wait for something to hit them in the eyes. Now you're in the
world. It's so good. It's called Revamp again. It's a bunch of A-listers.
Yeah,
interesting.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, listen to this right here. How wonderful life is. Now
you're in the world. Yeah. This doesn't do much for me because I'm not a big Elton guy, but I can obviously, if you are, this sounds like this is an A-list lineup.
Ed Sheeran does Candle in the Wind.
Oh, boy.
5,000 candles in the wind or just candle in the wind?
Just candle in the wind. He didn't want to go there.
Because 5,000 candles in the wind is 5,000 times sadder.
Yeah. Knew you would own, you had the grace to hold yourself. Whoa. While those around you cooled. They crawled out of the woodwork. And they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill. And they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. The people in the back,
yeah, are the Austrian Tongue Choir.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's not actually a bunch of people harmonizing. It's
like
actually
it
from 1982.
I didn't know that.
I like it even more. Anyway, so Revamp, I encourage you.
Hawk and I'll heave cried at that album.
Oh, I was just sobbing.
Yeah, it's really good, and I just hockeyed it.
Yeah.
I purchased
it. Yeah, of course you did. Duh. Yeah. Sight unseen.
Right. I don't care.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Chris Pratt on A Quiet Place.
I know that I'm not supposed to be driving and shooting a video at the same time, but I'm stuck in traffic. I just got out of A Quiet Place. You have to go see this movie. Just cancel your plans, stop what you're doing, and go to the movie theater. I cannot tell you how freaking dope that movie is. That will scare the crap out of you. It's moving. It's inventive. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. Wow. I cannot endorse this movie enough. John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, two kids, freaky monsters. You just got to go see it. You just got to. This is the movie. You watch. This is the movie. I'm really, really stoked on this movie. I love the movies. Go see A Quiet Place.
You also saw A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I did.
So did Stephen King. He said, A Quiet Place is an extraordinary piece of work, terrific acting, but the main thing is the silence, in all caps, and how it makes the camera's eye open wide in a way few movies manage. Your thoughts.
Well, I, if you remember on Friday when we talked to Mr. Z, I interrupted everybody and said, there's no way this movie can be good. How could it possibly be good? And then he corrected me. So I said, you know what, Mr. Z, I trust this guy. We've had him on for a long time. He knows his movies. So I said, I'm going to give it a shot. And it's only an hour and a half long, which I appreciate. My goodness. I don't like saying it scared me because it's not like The Exorcist. But there are so many jump out of your seats moments that by the end of it, you've had a workout because you're jumping so often. And I mean legitimate moments like that. Acting is fantastic. The silence, if you're like me and you're initially hearing about it and you're saying to yourself, there's no way a movie where nobody talks for basically the entire movie is worth watching, you're wrong. It's fantastic. Krasinski's, you love him. For the same reason you loved him in The Office, there's something about that guy that makes you feel like you grew up with him. There's not many actors who have that, but there's something about him you feel like he's your friend. And Emily Blunt is, sheesh, she does have one line, man, and we've seen it in the trailers, but who are we if we can't protect them? When she delivers that, you're like, I mean, it breaks your heart.
So there is very little dialogue.
There are maybe
Not even in a whisper? They don't even whisper it?
No, no.
Really? Even that's too loud.
Anything is too loud.
Yikes.
Anything. They have to put sand down where they walk so that you can't hear their footsteps.
Right, I've seen the trailer where the kids are playing Monopoly and rolling the dice on the carpet so it doesn't make any noise.
Right.
Man, I gotta see this.
And it's that good.
It's fantastic. It's just, and I hate to go on and on about it because I don't want to overdo it. I don't want you guys to be disappointed because I don't want to talk about it as if it's Citizen Kane. But I just appreciate in music, in stories, in television, I just love originality because it's so hard when you're inundated with the same thing over and over again to see anything you hadn't seen or thought of before. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And the little girl who plays the little girl who plays the deaf girl, who is actually a deaf actress, is unbelievable. And
which I got to think that adds a wave to danger because she can't hear if she's making noise.
Correct.
Man.
Correct.
I like that angle.
I mean, it's... And I don't know if it's a spoiler to say something, so I'm not going to say that. I can't remember if it's in the trailer or not, but... No, it is because she's in the bathtub. And you see the monster.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But there's a part of the movie where you're like, well... Why are they even going on? There's no way they're going to live. Sure. You know what? I don't want to ruin anything. Just trust me.
This looks really good.
It's very, very well done. And Krasinski, I believe, directed it
as
well.
Yeah.
And again, proving what I'm saying by saying that you feel like you're a friend of his, I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, John. I'm proud of you, man. Well,
you know what's weird is you would think... If you're looking for originality, you would find somebody that understands horror movies better than anybody else, like Stephen King, and says, what are we missing? Like, what haven't we done yet? And sat down at a table and said,
"Yeah,
why don't we try the opposite of what we always have done?" But it's weird that Krasinski's the groundbreaker because he has said a billion times he's never been a fan of horror movies, really doesn't go see them, doesn't know much about them, and was apprehensive about taking the script. And then when he saw the script, he said, all right, there's a family aspect to this. I can relate to this. Let's see what this is.
Yeah.
And then he read the script and he's like, I'm in.
Oh, there. Yeah.
So he's a set of fresh eyes to the horror genre, and maybe that's why he hit the home run, is he doesn't have a lot of preconceived notions of how they're supposed to go.
Is there music in it?
No. There's nothing. It's silence.
Wow.
If somebody rustles their popcorn bag, you want to turn around and kick them in the teeth.
Mm.
Man, because I don't know if I'd like that.
I know, but you will.
It just makes you uneasy.
I know, but you uneasy is right.
Yeah, but that's what sometimes what you want when you that's go to the
point.
Movies.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question for a friend?
Sure.
Are there any hot nudes?
Nah.
Paul, you're out.
Well, yeah. Does AP Sports guy get naked?
Nah.
Did you see he responded?
Of course. How could you not? I'm sure he got a million of them.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Speaking of hot nudes, Paul. An extended congratulations to you. Happy birthday to Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, today's the day.
Oh, yeah.
She's 44 today.
Yeah.
Double foul.
Really?
Yes, she is.
Maybe for her birthday, you know, maybe we'll mix that into the
old repertoire.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah. Man, 20 years ago? How old was I? Yeah, man.
That shouldn't have been hard math.
Yeah, but she was it.
Yeah, man.
Back before, like, the internet and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was a huge deal.
She was 24. Yeah. You were 15.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Correct.
So, I saw two, but almost three movies in the theater this weekend.
Really?
What do you mean almost three?
I saw A Quiet Place on Friday. Abigail hadn't seen Ready Player One, so I took her to see it on Saturday. And then yesterday we went to see a movie... And something happened that didn't allow me to see it.
What?
Strange. We don't know if Ben's going to be here in 45 minutes. We do know that Patrick Reed won the Masters. We do know that the Wild and the Jets open up on Wednesday in Winnipeg for round one. And again, congrats to the University of Minnesota Duluth for winning their second national championship over the weekend. 2-1 over Notre Dame. Their other title was in 2011. We got a big announcement, too, because we have a big initials player on Friday. Maybe we'll do that today. Should we just announce that today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's talk about that later. That's going to be fun. Power Trip Morning Show, back after this on The Fan.
Thanks to our friends at Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata. It's the Power Trip Morning Show from the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios. Come on. Little switchfoot for you on a Monday morning. Hope you're feeling good. It's slick out there. Be careful, y'all. You'll be driving along on 169, and suddenly you're sideways.
Yeah, it is a little slick.
Yeah.
It was worse last night.
Oh,
yeah, last
it was
night was
way
weird.
Worse last night. I was coming home from Mark Parrish's house, which is a 60-second drive from my house, and had the entire family in the car and skidded through a red light.
Nice
and luckily
job.
Did not hit the guy that was making the left-hand turn in front of me. Went right through it because it was downhill and... I don't know, 100 yards out, I said to Angie, I go, uh-oh. She's like, what? I go, this is not gripping at all. Like, it's not stopping. Pumping the brakes, the whole bit. What am I going to do? And of course, the goddamn thing can't just stay green so I can slide through. It has to go red at the exact moment where I'm out of time to slow down. And stop because it's pure ice. So, luckily, the guy takes a left-hand turn, but barely gets through the intersection, and then I come barreling through at, that must have been, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Just, whoops. Sorry, sir. Thank you for not stopping. Because that's a tough spot in his or her case, right? Do you power through and keep going, or do you just panic and hit the brakes? If that person had panicked and hit the brakes, I would have been... Not out of options, but it would have been down to, I got to get super lucky now to not hit this person. And it wouldn't have been going 1,000 miles an hour, but I learned firsthand what a month ago. Getting T-boned at 5 miles an hour, you get rocked. 5, 10 miles an hour, that place will shake you to the core. I would have been going probably closer to 20-ish, skidding down that hill. So
I'm glad everything's okay.
So to the person who I missed last night by a fraction of an eyelash, you're welcome. So how did you not see this third film?
So I got to the theater yesterday. So we were going to do a big deal. They were showing Grease.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah.
Right?
You should play some.
And we dig it. And Abigail had never, as a matter of fact, I was trying to think. I don't think I had ever seen it in the theater either.
When did it come out?
65?
No.
No, late 70s.
Yeah.
I was just mostly joshing.
So we went to Arbor Lakes to see it, and we get our popcorn and our pop and our chocolate covered almonds.
Almonds.
Uh huh.
It's a great commercial.
And we're sitting there, and it starts at 2, and at 2:05, nothing. 2:07, nothing. So the gentleman beside me gets up and he goes down and he says something. They said, okay, we'll check it out. So the lady sticks her head out of the hole up there, and she says, I'm sorry, I'm going to reset the projector. I don't know what's going on, but we'll do our best, and I apologize, this is happening. We're going to give you guys free movie tickets, when the movie's over.
For the inconvenience.
For the inconvenience.
If you can stomach an hour and a half of Grease. If you're willing to stay the whole time, we will reward you with future movie tickets, because this is going to be a nightmare.
Oh, Grease whales.
Yeah, Grease does well.
Grease is the word, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? It's because you don't like musicals.
Yeah, and before we derail and get off Chris's story, because I don't want to, because I want to see how this finishes, my fear of La La Land increased yesterday, and I'll explain that in a second. I'm even more afraid of it now. Thanks to Pear Bear.
Uh-oh.
But continue, and then I'll mention my musical hatred.
So then she sticks her head out the window says, I'm resetting it. Sorry. We hope it's going to work. We'll let you know.
What? This is super mean. What does she look like? Because I would just picture, like, the bird lady from Home Alone 2 being like, yeah, that movie, it's not working. Like, is this a normal human being?
Yeah,
or is this somebody that hasn't seen the sunlight in 16 years?
A lovely younger lady. Who I believe was probably the manager of the AMC.
Okay. She's not locked in the bell tower.
No, she was not. So anyway, after 5 minutes, she comes out and she stands in front of all of us and says...
she does a stand-up act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the difference is?
Right.
Performing. You know what the difference between a Rottweiler and a hard-on is? I don't have a Rottweiler.
She used that? That's brilliant.
Will you see who's on the hotline? So anyway, the digital projector got a virus.
which I guess didn't know was a thing.
Correct. I didn't either. And she said it's happening. The theater's all over the place.
That's not good.
Where it gets a virus in there, and then you're screwed. Mm. So we couldn't see the movie, so they gave us our money back and gave us free movie passes.
That's the best case scenario for Greece.
Oh. Come on, Greece is awesome. It's the word.
Yeah, Greece, Wales.
Yeah.
Nick Swartz from Wales.
Hi, Nick.
I just hear the sentence, Greece, Wales.
Yeah.
These guys it's love the film Greece. I don't.
Okay, well, here's my new song.
Hmm.
All right, are you ready for it?
Ready.
I hope.
With Mark's cheap scrotum.
I like that. That says it all right there. That says it all.
Did he stand up our curling team?
He did. He claimed he didn't know when it was, even though Sauce texted him a week before and said, hey, next Wednesday at Mandy's at 7:30. He claimed he never saw that group text. And then he claims that at 7:30 at night, even though he's done doing the 6:30 broadcast and it's 2 hours before the 10 o'clock broadcast, he claims that's when he's very, very, very busy and was incapable of making the 4-minute walk from Channel 4 to Manny's to at least pick up the tab, which is, you know, the bet wasn't I have to get dinner with the guys and pay for it. Really, he just said, I'll pay for it. And he didn't do either. He skipped the dinner and did not pay for it.
He's a horrible person.
Yeah.
He will not live longer in this world. He's going to go to the spirit world very soon. And he also trims his nose hairs with a machete.
Do you think it's going to be like Ghost when the bad guy dies at the end of Ghost, like the spirits are going to come get him?
You're dead, Willie.
It'll be like the movie Ghost, but it's me and him, and it's diarrhea, and we're just trying to form it into Meat Sauce's face.
So you're doing artwork.
Yeah, they're doing pottery.
Yeah, pottery.
Oh, you're doing pottery with your diarrhea?
Diarrhea pottery with Meat Sauce's face.
We're doing fartery.
Fartery. Yeah. I like... Hey, your tour start today?
No. That would be horrible if it started today.
Why?
Way to pay attention, Sauce.
It starts in 3 days. You go to Dallas. Thursday.
Looked like in the Minnesota markets, though, that most of your shows are already sold out, according to the website I looked at.
The Minnesota shows are insane.
Yeah, in Fargo.
I've already called the venues and made sure Meat Sauce is not. You can't get in. Hmm.
What? You said I could.
No, you're a sex offender.
I don't know why I'm laughing at that.
Oh, that's a joke to you? It's funny to you?
Will Rosie be there?
Well, yeah, if the tickets are free.
Rosen, I have snipers. I hired snipers involved. If Rosen is even close to the venue, he's done.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Rosen threatened. Here's what Rosen. <Uh-oh>. Here's what Rosen threatened. <Uh-oh>. I can't even say it. Rosen threatened defecating.
On who?
Just in general.
on me. He threatened his his leather diarrhea cannon.
Ooh. Gross.
Yeah. On stage.
That's gross.
Ooh. Yeah. He threatened that he would let he threatened that he would light it off and shoot it at me.
Right.
Yeah,
you better keep him out of there then.
Yeah, probably a good thing the tour doesn't start today, Nick.
Yeah, so so I made sure that Mark is not welcome.
No. All right, well, we got to go to break, Nick. Otherwise, we would love having you rip Rosie for, I don't know, 3 hours straight, because that's what we've been doing for about a week straight.
But, that's right, yeah.
Keep tweeting at Mark. Make sure he knows that he's an unbelievably cheap dude.
All right, fair enough. But, yeah, cheers.
Yeah. true.
Thanks, Nick. Bye, sweetheart.
What?
That's our favorite movie star.
Yeah. So, quickly, I'm at Pear Bear's house yesterday. Masters gets over. And his wife, his lovely wife, Nikki, they put on The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, boy.
And I mentioned to Parrish, and again, my wife was right next to me. I'm saying, you know, Angie, at some point, we got to watch La La Land here. So hurry up and finish The Witcher 3 so we can pay up this bet and finish this garbage because I don't want to watch it, but we have to. And Mark says, oh, yeah, La La Land's good. And he was commenting on the cinematography. He's like, you're going to like how it looks. But he pointed at Greatest Showman. He's like, Greatest Showman's actually better. I watched about 6 minutes of The Greatest Showman. And let's just say I wish that somebody would have T-boned me in an ice storm.
Jeez.
Honestly, if that's better than La La Land, I am screwed. Because I watched 6 minutes and it was like 1.5 songs. And I wanted to break Mark's TV.
I love it.
It was the one where the bearded lady was singing about This Is Me or something. I'm like, this is atrocious. It was pure garbage. I hated every second of it. I wanted it to end.
Yeah, you're
when
in trouble.
When he said, this is better than La La Land, I said, what? This? Oh, I hope he's so wrong. Wild news when we come back. And, of course, they do have a playoff series that starts in 2 days. And then we'll do What Really Matters right after this in the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. The Fan.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
What are the Giants go?
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Wild and Jets square off on Wednesday. Game one, round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game two is Friday. But the first game, 6 o'clock Wednesday night right here on The Fan. Spurgeon's supposed to be practicing with the team today for the first time since that partial tear in his hamstring. Should mention as well that Eric Staal over the weekend scored his 42nd goal of the year. Was an empty netter, but it counts. Ties Gavrik for the franchise record for goals in a season with 42. He also finished fourth in the NHL this season with those 42 goals. Ovechkin had 49.
How does that work then for playoffs? I know they kind of start over. Can he break the record, or is it set, done?
No, I think this is just regular season goals. Zucker scored twice. 33 goals he finishes the season with.
Okay. 2-on-1 Minnesota. Here's Zucker in. He shoots. He scores.
Oh. Zucker cruised in with Staal. His Staal is the decoy. Zucker gets back-to-back goals. His 32nd, his 33rd of the year. And the Wild now lead 5-2.
Mike tweets at me, says, at Corey Cove, come on, man. The Greatest Showman is a great musical. I'm like you. I hate musicals. They're the worst of the worst. But I actually love this movie. It took me about 2 or 3 times of watching it to enjoy it. Give it another try. I bet you'll like it. No, I won't. And number two, I watched 5 minutes of it and despised it. I'm never sitting through the whole thing once, let alone 2 or 3 times.
And was it Mike that?
Yes.
Mike, what you don't understand about Corey is he's already decided he's not going to like it. He's never going to change his mind.
Well, on that one, I'm never changing my mind. Because if it had looked like I'd had some hope, I'd say, all right, but that unless I caught the worst 5 minutes of the movie with bearded lady bit, man, that bit was tough to watch.
Under what circumstances do you watch a movie, dislike it a lot, probably, and then go back and watch it 2 more times?
Never.
Unless, like, lady friend, like, loved it.
Well, that was Moulin Rouge for me in college. I watched that plenty of times. That was worth it.
Yeah, that's duh. Why did any of us go see 50 Shades of Grey?
Right.
I didn't.
It's torture.
I did.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
What's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
I don't know.
You've never had a garbanzo bean on your face.
Mm. I like that.
Let's do What Really Matters, shall we?
Where'd you hear that?
Don't worry about it. I actually told the guy, I go, I'm never giving you credit for this joke.
That's brilliant.
This is What Really Matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that matters.
Yeah, thanks, Prism Research.
Right on. I like that joke.
Patrick
Reed won the Masters, and if you read anything online, almost everybody hates him. The fans at Augusta were cheering for a foreigner, right? Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
There are stories about him getting kicked off of college teams and accusations of cheating and demeaning other teammates. That he's not a super likable guy, I guess. No. And his comeback yesterday was, I don't really care.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. His first ever major win is at the Masters. Patrick Reed wins by one over Ricky Fowler.
I think he's the least likable guy on the tour besides Phil.
You know what's weird about that?
And Bubba.
You know what's weird about that? Mm. You can tell by looking at him he's not a good guy.
Yeah.
Right? Am I the only one?
No.
I didn't hear any of those reports till right now. But the whole time yesterday I was watching him, I just was like, I like the way that guy's pulling his sleeves up every 35 seconds.
I don't know. Well, yeah, they basically, yesterday when he and Rory walked out, there was like a...
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then when they announced Ricky, and this is a take from, I think, Sports, or Rory, yeah. It was like Elvis. Yeah. That was what ESPN had. And it's exactly that. I mean, the guy, that's the beauty of golf. It's a single, it's just you. So if you're hated, you're going to be hated like all over, and they do not like him. But he won. Hmm. But I love that he's like, I don't care.
Well, it's the right answer.
Well, yeah.
You're never going to change everybody's opinion, so why even try?
Well, what if you see it three or four more times?
The Wolves host Memphis tonight, 7 o'clock. They won 113-96 over the Lakers on Friday. Butler was back, 18 points in his return. Wolves are 45-35. They have Memphis tonight, and then essentially it's going to come down to the Denver game on Wednesday. If the Wolves win out, they're guaranteed to get in. They can go 1-1, depending on what plays out and who they lose to, and get in. If they go 0-2, they're out.
Golly. So, well, we want them to win.
This is the one, though, tonight, that if they lose tonight, you almost want them to lose on Wednesday because they deserve to fall flat on their faces. If you can't beat Memphis on a back-to-back, as Memphis played last night, even though they won last night.
I don't think they beat Memphis yet this year.
But if you lose to Memphis when your season's on the line and you have the big square down with Denver on Wednesday, if you lose tonight, you don't deserve to make the postseason.
Man, and you got Jimmy back. They should win. I want to see him in the playoffs. It'll be fun.
So do I. I'd like to see that.
They get routed by the Rockets.
They might, but this is long overdue.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Will you watch
it? Into the postseason.
Yeah. I'm a big Wolves fan. You know that's my favorite team on the planet.
When was the last time you went?
Season opener 2 years ago. What really matters is this.
Here's something that'll make you feel good about America.
It was closer to 10 years ago than 2 years ago.
The Jersey Shore reunion was the most watched unscripted cable premiere in 6 years.
Okay, but if you
watched it and didn't like it, that show
just
wails.
Watch it two or three more times. I promise you, you'll like it.
He was trying to help you.
I like them.
He's a good guy.
I didn't know it was on.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm going to go back and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
You like the Jersey Shore?
Yeah. It's stupid.
It's funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
It is?
DJ Pauly D's brilliant. He's super funny.
It's the worst of America.
The situation sucks, but...
It does?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
I couldn't be more surprised to hear you say that.
You guys should do a podcast.
You should...
Dude, this is the definition of Todd's.
Yeah, right. But they're funny Todd's. I think they get that they're Todd's.
I don't know if they get that they're Todd's.
I think they do.
They didn't the first time around. Are they self-aware?
They definitely didn't, no.
No, I think they do. They're like parents now.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Snooki
is this a horror
film? Snooki has like two kids.
Snooki?
Yeah.
Two?
And she got some new parts.
She's got boobs?
She had them the first time. They were out all the time. So were JWoww's.
Yeah.
JWoww significantly more attractive.
Yeah.
Is she back?
Yeah. Mm. Sammy's sweetheart isn't, so they made this like real doll for
her. Sammy's sweetheart?
Yeah. I like the show. I don't care.
No, you don't have to care.
Right.
I'm just surprised you like it. It's the toddiest of all Todds.
Sure, but they're funny Todds.
But let me explain this to you, because I don't think you always understand this. You have every right, don't care what anybody else thinks, you have every right to like a show.
I like
Jersey Shore.
I watched it.
Just know that some of us think less of you for liking it.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah, right. I don't care what anyone thinks.
That's the right answer. See, that's a great thing about America. I can look at you and go, what a dumb son of a bitch. And you can go, I like it. And both of us are right.
Right. Right.
My turn.
Thank you.
Twins and Mariners were postponed. The makeup date's going to be May 14th. Saturday's 11-4 loss to Seattle was the coldest outdoor game in Twins history. First pitch, 27 degrees.
Idiots.
You know what kicks ass? 98 degrees.
Hell yeah, great point.
No. That's not a good point at all.
I was just kidding, actually. That's about the worst boy band of all time.
Thank you. But
what really matters is this.
Good point. We've done this one before, but I think it bears repeating. Hitler had a nephew named Paddy Hitler, P-A-D-D-Y, and he joined the U.S. Navy during World War II, and he had to fill out a form asking if any of his relatives might be fighting for the enemy.
Oh, wow.
Paddy Hitler.
I'm going to guess he said no?
I'm going to guess he said yeah.
I think you'd have to with that last name.
Yeah. How about that?
But isn't the point of asking that question to, like, test your allegiance and whether you might be like a double agent?
Sure, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I would assume double agents, I don't know, lie?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look him up. No,
it's just a coincidence.
You gotta imagine that
you're the worst agent ever.
His life, if he lived,
of course,
he'd had to change his last name.
Yeah. Well, no one's named Adolf anymore.
Well, the Bush guy is.
I'm sure there are people.
Adolf Bush?
Yeah.
It's August Bush.
Everybody wears his shoes.
Yeah. August Bush is from the beer company.
Yeah, isn't he? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He changed his name to William Patrick Stewart Houston.
Oh.
Oh, good old Bill Houston?
Yeah.
It's Patty Hitler?
Patrick, like.
William Patrick Hitler.
That's the wrong guy. You're thinking of. Patty Hitler changed his last name to Harrington. Oh. Ended up golfing a lot.
Jesus.
That's. What a terrible. Accusation.
Yeah, that's I'm not saying he is Hitler. I'm just saying he's a Hitler.
Just because that guy called you out for not liking The Greatest Showman doesn't mean you need to make fun of everyone.
Hey, if the greatest human being on earth had the last name Hitler, you could still crack Hitler jokes about that person. He's not the Hitler. He's a Hitler.
Listen to this.
I'm not saying he killed Jews. I'm saying he's related to a horrible human being.
Okay.
William Patrick Hitler was born in Toxteth Park District of Liverpool, where the Beatles are from, by the way. He's the son of Alois Hitler and Bridget Dowling. The couple met in Dublin when Alois was there in 1909. They married, moved to Liverpool, and that's where Patrick was born.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Might be a great, sounds like a good dude.
Dowling.
Horrible last name.
Listen to this. His mom, Bridget Dowling, wrote a manuscript called My Brother-in-Law Adolf.
Hmm. I'll pass.
No, I mean.
Maybe he didn't marry so well.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Tough break.
Boy, incredible.
For the Dowling family. I haven't met your extended family yet.
No, you're good.
And my brother-in-law Adolf's a real asshole.
Right.
I got a weird feeling about this guy.
Do you guys want to know more or not? If not, you can look it up on the Wikipedia.
Sure, we can do that.
Okay.
The Astros are at the Twins today at 7:10. That's going to be interesting, right? It's not super warm, and that's a night game. 7:10 tonight, Justin Verlander, Mr. Kate Upton, versus Lance Lynn. And as you all know, whenever somebody famous has a famous girlfriend or wife, the Twin Cities in every market gets very excited because the Rubes forget they don't get to bed her.
Right. Remember when there was the rumor that Blake Bortles might be the quarterback here, and I think it's his wife now. She's very attractive, and all the rubes were like, oh, my God.
Right, and I said,
so
do you, right, and that was my take for the 30th time, going, you don't get to bed her.
Yeah.
You are just as likely to be in the room as her in the Twin Cities as she, if Blake played in Jacksonville. You're not getting within 10 feet of Blake Bortles' wife, girlfriend, fiance, or his sister-in-law, Bridget Dowling. Right? Like, you're not finding these people. It's not happening.
Right.
Three games set against the Astros. The defending champion, Houston Astros. What really matters is this.
He won the Purple Heart. William Patrick Hitler did. Nephew of the worst guy.
He did?
Yeah, he won the Purple Heart. Wounded in action during the war.
Wow.
See, so the next time somebody calls you, guy, like just like a Hitler.
I hope nobody ever calls me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe they're just saying you're a hero.
Imagine what I could possibly do to make somebody call me that.
Just ask them for clarification. Are you saying I'm like Patty or Adolf?
Anytime I hear Patty now, I think of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Or like
a Krabby Patty from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Nope, don't think of that.
Okay.
But I will, if you'd like.
Congrats to the Bulldogs. They won their second national championship. They won 2-1 over Notre Dame. What really matters is this.
A 63-year-old woman in Pensacola got arrested after a cop came to her door. And while he was there at the door talking to her, she was huffing from a can of air duster.
Oh, my God.
That chick parties.
Yeah, that's an addiction, man.
Yeah. I like her.
Air duster.
Well, it was Friday night,
yeah,
and she was going to get her party on.
Yeah, she wanted to party.
Don't interrupt me, party.
Air duster? That can't be good.
I love that between, like, Tide Pods and air dusters.
Well, do you see the other thing their people are doing now?
Hmm.
Oh, they're snorting.
No, don't even.
Boy,
nobody needs the idea.
They're snorting condoms.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Why? Yeah, look,
kids are dumb. They chase highs. We all were kids. We all were dumb. You make mistakes.
Yeah, we all chased highs, too, but we just called a guy.
Yeah, I've never thought of snorting a condom.
Me either.
Contrary to internet rumors and reports, I've never wanted
well,
to
not
huff
with your
an
nose.
Air duster.
Funny.
Didn't Steve-O do that once?
Who knows?
Oh, not our Steve-O.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that one did, too.
I'm pretty sure that was part of one of the movies.
Boy, he snorted wasabi.
Yeah.
Wabi?
Oh, Wabi did that. Hey, Corey, did you see already that Wabi's got the draft grades out for the Vikes?
No. I haven't seen it yet. The draft's not for a couple of weeks.
No, but he already, all the guys that could possibly be here, to see what grades he gave him?
I didn't. Run it. Give me a quick rundown.
All A pluses.
All of them?
All of them.
How many players were in town?
30. All 30 of them A plus.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did we already win the title?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
And I missed it?
Yeah, you did.
I was watching 6 minutes of The Greatest Showman, and I missed the Vikings winning the Super Bowl. God dang it. Great bit.
Duh.
We don't know if Ben Lieber is going to join us next.
I
it's
sure
going to be
so.
Nice if he does.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in forever.
I'll kiss him.
Think of this as a listener. If you,
and if he's not here, I'm taking one of those loading dollies and throwing it through a bus window.
Why?
That's how pissed I'm going to be.
Dude, that turned out to not be a bit.
Dude, do you know the rest of the story about that, by the way?
No, I just saw, well.
If it's not a bit.
So, a friend, somebody.
He's got to be on roids.
Somebody who I know was in that area when it happened.
Define in that area, what
do you mean?
Like,
in the loading area? Like, they saw part of it happen. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I got to know more about
that. And this person's like, there's no way this is a bit.
Hey, Corey, can I ask you a question about your workout routine?
Sure.
Are you working out before the show now?
Sometimes, but almost never. Sometimes for like 20 minutes.
Do you like that or not?
No.
Yeah. I'm thinking I wouldn't like it either.
No.
All right.
No.
Because I read a thing in Men's Journal saying that if you work out first thing in the morning, you burn more calories per workout.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah,
and when I first started this new thing called exercise like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's been good for you.
That's what I did, though.
Yeah.
I worked out before the show.
Hmm.
And after about 2 months of that, I said, I can't do this. I'd rather sleep in another half an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just not worth it. So, I do not do that. But I'm sure it's better for you to do it.
Yeah, right.
Power Trip Morning Show back after this on The Fan.
The 5th annual Twin Cities Burger Battle returns to St. Paul's Harriet Island May 19th. 25 new and returning restaurants will join previous Burger Battle winners to compete for the title and the right to be called the 2018 Twin Cities Burger Battle Champion. Tickets on sale now, tcburgerbattle.com.
So again, this is what you hear when you walk through a dollar store. Technically a $5 store. I bug all the new kids, a new wave of exclusive, as if they're something new, kid. With a patient performer, we get in the corner. We were just tuning you out. We are young and unafraid. Love it.
I like this.
Who is this again?
It's called The Moth and the Flame. I guess the song's 2 years old. And I guess, AJ, it was in the show 13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Man,
I could definitely hear that.
This sounds like The Killers.
I was going to say it sounded like it should be like in the closing credits or like the dance scene of Napoleon Dynamite before it kicks in a little bit.
Does he say, thank God we're unemployed?
I don't think so.
There's something like that, though.
I think it's a mix between M83 and Muse.
I love that synthesizer they got going for the bass right there.
Yeah. We are just tuning you out. We are young and unafraid. Yeah, well, I think we're young and unemployed.
Yeah.
No, it's young unafraid. And unafraid. That's the name of the song.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Matt Pinfield.
We are young and unemployed. Anyway.
I like that, man.
Yeah,
I like it, too.
You want to hear something else I think you're going to like?
Sure.
But I don't know if you'll like it.
By the way, it's 7:02, almost 7:03. No sign of Ben. We're screwed.
Yeah, I know.
We're screwed there.
So much. I do, too.
I miss his musk.
I miss him. His kindness.
Really? Is that what you miss about Ben?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's one of the kindest guys on the planet.
But is that what you miss about him, or you just notice that about him? Because I miss looking at him.
Yeah.
You know?
Those buttocks.
Great, now I can't unhear Young and Unemployed.
I like it better, actually. I think it would be a better song if it were called unemployed. Young and Unemployed. I can understand why he said that, because it sounds like he's saying Young and Unemployed. And I like it.
Yeah, he does. We are young and unemployed. Does. Yeah.
All right, now, this is going to be one of those songs 10 years from now. My friend Tree used to say it was young and unemployed.
Yeah, but I'm not Tree.
And then we're going to, like, Z Hombo, we're going to say, nobody thought that. And you're going to go, yeah, they did.
Isn't Tree Carlar?
No, that's Garlar, and Garlar's the one that sings Z Hombo. Garlar is brothers with Marlar.
So which guy is French Fries again?
That's Tommy's buddies. Granch or... Grot or what was it?
Ranch?
Grunt?
Yeah, Gronk. Yeah. No, yeah. Gronk and Stun.
I don't know what that is.
Which one of them banged a pineapple?
None of them. None of my friends have ever banged a pineapple.
For the 50th time, it was a grapefruit. None of his friends willingly have admitted to banging a pineapple.
No.
And I would hope, out of common courtesy, if you do in the future, peel it first.
You guys have never met the guy that banged a grapefruit.
That is absolutely not true.
100% not true. The guy actually told me the story.
Let's drop it.
Were you teasing something else outside of just Fan 5? I forget.
Who cares? I do know this, though. Tell me this isn't a very weird story, and I don't have the whole story, and I really don't care enough to read the whole story. I just find this to be a very odd thing.
Oh, do you have that one story?
I do.
I can't wait.
A woman in Jacksonville, Florida, says her male dentist recently offered her wine during her appointment.
Yeah.
And gave her a foot massage. But then he didn't change his gloves and worked on her teeth and her gums got infected.
Ugh.
Right. There's a lot of there.
Yeah.
But don't let your dentist give you a foot massage or wine.
Well, how hot is your dentist?
Yeah, I would have let mine.
Again, let's say your dentist is Dr. Carrie Russell and she wants to give you foot massage. Number one, I'd say, no thanks.
Yeah,
I don't like my feet.
Don't touch my feet.
But you want to have a glass of wine with me? We can blow this whole dentist thing off and maybe go to Cane's and have a nice lunch.
Are you a non-touch the foot guy?
I don't like my feet being touched.
I don't like
what.
This is not me being gross. I'm telling you the truth. I would have them removed if I could. I hate my nipples. Don't ever touch them.
I touch them all the time.
I hate them. I know. I hate it. I hate it.
I thought you were going to relate to me and be like, I also do not like my feet
pickled.
Yeah,
I thought you were too.
You went straight north to the nipples. Okay.
I hate it. That's my part of my body. I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't touch them. I wish I could have them removed. I would have them removed today.
Is it like an irritation thing, a pain thing, a tickle thing? Like it just, or it's just like a uncomfortable
level. Or do they look like Canadian bacon?
No, they're pretty,
but what's the sensation you don't like?
I don't know. I don't like it.
See them.
I don't like it.
Is it emasculating? It feels weird to you or something?
I don't think so.
Well, I touch them about every
and
day.
I tell you every day that I hate it.
That's true.
Right? I tell you every time. Please don't do that.
Yeah, but then, all right.
He's jotting it down in his notebook for the eventual lawsuit.
If that's the only part of your body that's off limits, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
You don't mind if I grab your slabs?
Just tickle me first.
We've gotten real close tips-wise.
Whoa.
We have. I've grabbed it. Why do I keep talking?
Are you a foot guy? Sometimes I don't know. Are you a foot guy?
I mean, sure. You can touch my feet if you like.
I'm not asking. I'm asking
what
for friends.
What if somebody wanted to touch your parts with feet?
Yeah, cool.
You ever watch that?
Are they feet that are still attached to somebody? Or
yeah.
Because we're talking
There's
Jeffrey Dahmer here.
Somebody's feet.
Are there other parts of the female form that could touch your nipples outside of their hands?
I leave my nips alone.
Doesn't matter what they're touching them with.
I think it stems from the first time I ran a marathon.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. You went Nardog on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where it chafed?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a pain. I mean, John Creasel is shaking his head at me right now.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
That's a pain. When you're 15 miles into a 26 miler and your nipples are bleeding, the rest of the day is going to suck.
Yeah.
Just suck.
Well, my nipple story is similar because you were there for it. The first time I ever got hit by a paintball, I got hit in the nipple.
Jesus.
I got sniped from a tree, and I thought that's how much a normal paintball hurt. I found out later after I got shot a bunch more that day that it stings. It doesn't sting like that one.
Nope.
That one stung badly.
Yeah.
And to the point where I'm like, I think I want to go home, but I can't tell my friends that I'm scared of a paintball
gun.
This
is him. I could hear him up in the tree.
You fell?
And the piano started playing.
No.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
That's Superstar playing the piano.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. And then they said, are you crying? I said, no, I'm a method actor. I'm pretending I'm in Saving Private Ryan 2, Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Oh.
PA loves that film.
He does.
He loves saying that.
Oh, is he back today?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the catcher. He's mad. He's mad at somebody. He's mad at the umpire.
Why?
How dare you call a strike?
Yeah, baseball's
That's
got a
coach.
Lot.
Is it? It's a coach,
the
right?
Other coach.
Is the other team's coach?
Yeah. Hope it's not his coach.
So cops in Fort Pierce, Florida, pulled over a car last month that they saw swerving around the road.
Get away from here.
Oh.
Nope, he wasn't in the car. They pulled over 26-year-old Kenesha Posey.
Oh, yeah, I know old Kenesha.
KP. She was driving.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up finding a bag of pot in her purse, and she did admit that it was hers.
Oh, well, good.
Oh, yeah,
the truth is the first step, man.
The truth is...
Thank you for your honesty, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They also found a bag of cocaine in her purse.
Okay, now...
Has
she continued the honesty train?
Is it hers?
When they asked her about the cocaine, how she got it, she said it was super windy.
Oh.
And that it must have, quote, flown through the window and into her purse.
How did this get in here? Somebody's playing a prank on me. Honestly, it's not mine.
Let me say that again so it can sink in to everybody listening. Think about what she said.
Yeah.
That a bag of cocaine ended up in her purse in her car because it was so windy that day that it must have, quote, flown through the window and into her purse.
I think Kansas wrote a song about it.
Dust in the Wind?
Yeah.
She's facing a misdemeanor charge for the marijuana and one felony count for the possession of cocaine.
How did this get in here?
I'd have a hard time coming up with a worse explanation.
Or, I mean...
I can think of
a couple. There are a couple. Yeah,
just say it's... That's not mine.
Yeah, don't say... Yeah.
You know...
The big bad wolf huffed and he puffed. Right,
yeah.
Think if... Arguments. Yeah, for argument's sake.
Yeah, of course.
What if, word for word, Kenesha Posey, instead of saying it flew through the window and landed in her purse, what if, word for word, she said this?
How did this get in here?
Right.
Somebody's playing a prank on me.
Right, right.
Honestly, it's not mine.
Right.
What would have happened if somebody's playing a prank on me?
Problem.
Honestly, it's not mine.
It's much more believable.
A thousand times more believable than a bag of cocaine sprouting wind and flying through a window.
Right.
Yeah.
And landing softly in your purse.
And nobody, you don't just so, oh, coke, I don't want that. Throw that on the ground.
Hmm. You don't do that?
It's a flying all over the place. No, you don't.
Dana White runs the UFC.
Okay. Yeah.
Conor McGregor is one of his most popular fighters, but he's also nuts, and he's been, you know, he's in trouble for beating up a bus.
Yeah.
Now, the story is even weirder when you hear this part of it from Dana.
Conor and I talked through text yesterday. It was justified to him that, you know, listen, I'm sorry about Mike, and I'm sorry about Rose, and whoever else might have whatever, but this had to be done. Artem Lobov, who is on the undercard, is a very, very close friend of Conor McGregor. He got into an altercation with Khabib Nurmagomedov and his team. So when Conor found out about it, he loaded up a plane full of guys from Ireland, flew over here, and you know, coordinated this attack on the buses. And obviously, there's multiple problems with doing something like this. But the biggest problem, in my opinion, both of these buses are full of a ton of fighters and their cornermen. And they're just throwing things up into the windows with not caring who they hit.
Okay, that,
they hit Mike.
That's enough. He flew here with a bunch of other Irish dudes.
With that intention.
To attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of time to chill out and say, are we doing the right thing here?
Maybe a bad idea.
Yeah.
And not one person on that Irish plane.
Yeah.
Aer Lingus. Said,
you've flown that, right, Hawk?
I have.
Yeah, so have I.
Just don't touch his nipples.
Yeah, please don't.
I will.
Yeah, so they fly private Lingus.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah. That's sometimes better.
Keep that.
It's Hall & Oates song.
Oh, great point.
And they don't change their mind the entire way around.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's two things. If you are capable of doing that, you have massive anger management problems and S-loads of money.
Yeah.
True.
Hey, I want to beat that guy up. Chill out. Hey, I want to beat that guy up. I'm going to fly across the Atlantic Ocean and kick some ass. Cool. See you later. Call me when you get there.
Right. And not one person on that was like, Connor, bad idea, bud.
Right.
You know who I was on that flight, by the way?
Mm.
I was the guy going, yeah, man, let's go beat them up. And then the whole way going, he's not
serious, kidding,
right? And then he gets there and he takes off and I'm the guy who's like hiding in the corner.
Yeah. Oopsie. I'm going to stay on the plane.
I'm Homer Simpson backing into the truck.
It's a game of chicken, right?
Yeah, right.
How long is he actually going to fly in this plane?
Why don't we sleep on this?
Yeah, right.
Then, count to 10.
We'll get to the U.S. He'll calm down.
Yeah, right. We'll go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Connor, exactly. We'll go to some strip club.
Yeah.
Right.
So what would have happened, too, timing of getting that flight landing at the exact time that they were on the bus is how it played out. What if they were not on the bus? Would there have been a fist fight?
Yeah, probably. I'm guessing that's why he came over, to throw down.
I guess.
I don't know.
It had to happen.
How silly. Grow up.
Yeah.
There's a video from inside the bus, too. They do this like vlog series, which is why some people are saying that it might have been staged.
Yeah.
There's cameras rolling inside the bus as these guys are getting attacked. And I don't know if it shows the impact, but it shows the aftermath of all of a sudden these guys are bleeding and the glass shattered and gave this guy a cut on his eye. And
can you guys name anybody that's a current big deal in the UFC?
No, and that proves your point.
Conor McGregor.
Right.
That's it.
But it feels so WWF.
I'm sure UFC fans are screaming at the radio, but the point is mainstream names right now, I don't think there really is one outside of Connor. Everybody that Dana White just mentioned, I've never heard of in my life.
Correct, either by.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. Ben Lieberlis on the Fan.
Come on, move it, learn it.
Head over to KFAN.com, the contest page, and you can register to win a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Energy AMA Supercross, U.S. Bank Stadium, this coming Saturday, April 14th. For more info, go to SupercrossLive.com.
Place, the film that Chris Hockey saw this weekend, and it sounds like most of America also saw this weekend, did $50 million in its debut. Kept trending up and up and up, and the projections kept moving up and up and up, according to people that track those kind of things. Ready Player One was second with 25.1, and then Blockers, which I can't believe is a thing, but apparently people think it's decent, $21.4 million for third place.
Really?
I guess. Whatever.
I have zero interest in that.
Zero.
That and Player One, I have zero interest in that as well.
I've heard there's a lot of cool, like, old school video game references in that that we would appreciate, our generation. Again, I don't know about the plot, but it's a fun little homage.
Isle of Dogs, $12 million in its third week.
Did you see that yet, Paul?
I wonder how much that costs.
No, it's not wide release yet.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So it's third week.
But I think it's only like New York and L.A. and then like the small theaters. Hockey, or Rosie saw it, right?
I think he said he did, yeah.
Yeah, he got free tickets.
Oh, he did? Oh.
No, you're right. Isle of Dogs opens this week, technically, wide.
I'll go see it this weekend.
92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I can't Friday, though.
I still haven't seen Fantastic Mr.
Stand
Fox.
Up at Bogart's sold out show.
Lucky. Oh. Good for you. I haven't seen the other Wes Anderson animated movie, so I don't think you have. It's not like you have to, but I'd like to see the precedent that he's already set, because
they're not related, though, right?
No. But not Charge people. Told me that I should like the other one a lot, and of course, I like whatever Charge likes, right? Because you've made that abundantly clear I only like what he likes.
You do.
Hey, babe.
So anyway, Isle of Dogs this Friday. Rampage also out this Friday, which Chris is very excited for.
Rampage just happened in the bathroom, I think.
Rampage.
You all right there?
He's super what?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Super excited for Rampage.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. There's other movies that I'm excited about, too. There's another movie called Upgrade. Have you guys heard about this one yet?
Upgrade.
Yeah.
No.
This dude, he and his wife get robbed, and he gets shot in the neck, and it paralyzes him, and she gets shot and killed.
It's Marcone.
So they put him they put him in, they put this computer chip in and it gives him the ability to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, it talks to him like it's a computer, you know?
So it's basically an episode of Carbon. Black Mirror.
I don't know.
Or Altered Carbon a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. But then he's in the middle of a knife fight.
Really?
And the computer's like, hey, you want me to take over? And he's like, yeah. And then he just starts kicking anywhere.
Got you. So basically, it's Black Mirror meets Crocodile Dundee.
I thought it looked really
good.
You're
going to see that?
It's The Matrix.
You need to see the trailer. It looks really, really
good. Have you guys heard? I didn't hear about it until I saw it in the prep today. The movie called The Meg with Jason Statham about, I would assume, a megalodon.
Why would you assume it's about the megalodon? Unless you read.
There's no trailer. I haven't seen trailer.
If the movie's called The Meg, there's no rational reason to assume it's about a megalodon
Because it says right here. Prepare for his shark movie. Jason Statham swam with real sharks. He says, quote, to swim in close proximity to a big 3-meter shark is to be recommended to all and everyone. So I would assume it's about the megalodon.
Yep, I think that's a good assumption.
I think Hockey just dumped the megalodon.
How long has it been since the megalodon's been gone?
69,000
years.
They
may still be down there.
Yeah, we don't even know.
Extinct species of shark that lived approximately 23 million years ago to 2.6 million years ago. So
there's
so
videos of them extinct on YouTube, though, so they can't be long gone. I don't care. Oh, thanks, Meat Siri.
I don't know.
Could again, former Major League Baseball player Carl Everett thinks they never existed.
He does?
A megalodon?
Yeah.
They're sweet looking, man. Have you seen one?
He thinks dinosaurs never existed.
They're massive.
And Ben Carson thinks the world's 6,000 years old,
right.
So that also doesn't fit the megalodon's timeline.
Right here.
So those two, Carl Everett and Ben Carson, are not going to go see The Meg, which I assume is about the megalodon.
Right here, megalodon.
Or the Megamall.
I thought it was about the drummer for the White Stripes.
Right, Meg White, The Meg.
But I digress.
Maybe it's about Meghan Markle. Like, you know, the Meg.
It could be.
I just assume that's what it's about.
I saw Whiplash again this weekend, which I continue to get you guys to try to watch, and I love it.
I've heard it's great.
It's great.
Miles Teller,
But I also
J.K.
watched
Simmons.
The Paterno documentary thing show
HBO?
With Pacino on that. HBO, I guess.
And? Not great?
No, it's not that it's not great. It didn't really tell me anything I didn't know. Didn't give me any insights or anything like that. The only thing that left me feeling like was that, with all due respect, Joe Paterno legitimately didn't care about anything but football. He just wanted to coach football. Don't tell me. I mean, he reported it, all that stuff. You know, he thought it was horrible, all that. But I want to pretend that didn't happen because I don't want it to affect my football. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I came away from watching this entire documentary, or whatever you call it, movie. The only thing I came away thinking was, Joe. I mean, I know by the time this happened and, you know, he was old, but that's all he cared about.
Right. Too late to change at that point in your life.
They would come in and talk to him about it, and he'd be like, I'm trying to watch Nebraska film here. I got a game this week. It's like, no, you don't understand. Here's what, no. Mm-hmm. So
And that thinking, even though in that profession, that's in a weird way admirable that he's so into what he loves the most.
Yeah.
That is a horrible excuse for not taking sexual abuse more seriously, right? You can't just go, well, I love football. All I care about is football. If something else is happening, that's just I can't focus on that.
Yeah.
That's not how that works when kids are getting raped.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be a big boy, Joe, and put your big boy pants on and say, I got to put the game on pause for a second because my university is a disaster right now because of Sandusky.
Yeah.
Right. And I got to do, I mean, that's the worst excuse ever.
He does a brilliant job of portraying Paterno, but I really can't recommend it. I can't say to you,
I have
you
no
need
desire
to
see it
because there's things you're not, that you didn't know that now you're going to know. There's nothing like that.
Hey, speaking of HBO, when is this? I think it's soon. When is the Andre the Giant documentary?
Ooh. Oh,
isn't that soon?
Is there one?
Oh, my God. Wow. You haven't seen the trailer for that?
No, I haven't.
This looks like it's going to be the greatest documentary of all time.
No.
I cannot wait for the Andre the Giant documentary. I think it's soon.
And why did I available April 10th?
Okay, very soon. Is that right? That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
The battle of wits has begun.
Yeah.
Why did I cancel HBO?
I thought you were flush with network funds.
Well, I am, but I
complained. Well, then who cares?
That my cable bill was too much, and then all of a sudden it's just back to where it originally was without HBO.
Yeah, just call them and say I'm canceling.
That's a lot of work. Though.
They're really debuting that on a Tuesday?
That's what this says.
Random.
Yeah, you're random.
Aren't most of their big documentary debuts on Friday, Saturdays, or Sunday nights? That's strange.
What do I look like, Mr. HBO?
I just assumed you were a megalodon.
See? Why is that so weird? I knew it was about sharks because it says in here that it's about sharks.
But that's the only way you would have assumed.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're doing just fine.
You're doing
Thanks,
great, man.
Babe.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the map of the most popular Netflix shows in each state from 2017?
Oh, no, really?
Do you have any guesses for what Minnesota? Registered as the most popular Netflix show.
The
Stranger Things. Because remember, Netflix we bought a billion of those dinosaur sweatshirts at the Science Museum.
Yeah. I think the last time we did this, it was Orange is the New Black, but I don't know if there was a new season last year.
So Orange is the New Black was the consensus leader across the country. Stranger Things only in one state, actually. What state is that? Utah?
Oh.
Hmm. Utah. Hmm.
So
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois.
Comedy or drama?
Comedy.
This is going to piss me off, isn't it?
9 to 5?
It's going to be like The Big Ranch.
Nah, it'll piss you off, yeah.
Bad Boys 2?
American Vandal.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't care for it at all.
Yeah.
You said the first one was good.
First one, I thought the concept was fun, brilliant. Yeah. And the first one, I laughed. It should have been an hour and a half. It was like 8 episodes through. I got through about 5 and I gave up. And then Mus told me to finish it.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I promise you it's worth the payoff. Must put his TV reputation on the line. And he let me down. Because I went back to it. I think I watched it on the plane to London, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think you did.
And I found out who drew the D's, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
It definitely was not worth the last 3 hours.
Well, and who cares what Mus has to say?
I'll post the full map to the Power Trip page. Do you guys know what ingovernable is? Ingovernable?
I can only assume it's about sharks.
Yeah, it's about the megalodon.
It's the most popular show in California.
It's
and
the
Texas,
megalodon.
Which I've never even heard of it.
I haven't either.
You know what Mike Musson wishes they would have on Netflix? Like a 4 or 5 hour documentary on the Minnesota State Fair.
The Zac Brown Band.
He loves
the State Fair.
He's the king of the Eel Pout Festival, but he wishes he was the king of the State Fair because every year when Swedberg's like, hey, you got to go out there 6 times, he's like, take that number and double it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, he volunteers to go every day. Is that 12 days?
Something like that.
And Chris would pay $1,200 a day to not go.
Yeah,
he'd pay
really
more
would.
Than that.
By the way, I have a State Fair-related idea that I should run by you guys during the break.
Ooh.
I think it's very good.
I'm intrigued.
I think it's good because it's my idea.
I'd give it
and
another
my
hour
idea is I like.
I
is it about the megalodon?
I can only assume. Vikings News is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
The Minnesota Craft Beer Festival is an epic tasting session at the Minneapolis Convention Center where more than 90 breweries will participate in pouring some of their best brews. Proceeds, will be donated to the Twin Cities Habitat for Humanity. More info, KFN.com, keyword events.
Did you say Matt Burke has moved on from Kid Rock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's over him.
Yeah, he's over him.
He was a big Kid Rock guy?
Used to be a big Kid Rock guy.
Yeah, and then we said that a few too many times. He's like, guys, listen, I'm not that big a fan. I liked it. It was a good song. Hmm. But I've moved on.
So wait a minute. We blew something out of proportion on the morning show?
I don't know.
We exaggerated a fact?
I don't know that was possible. Yeah. I didn't think we did that. I pride myself on not doing that.
Chicks with Biebers. What year is this? God, Biebers were badass. Game changers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my buddy's... He's hit me up. I'm blowing up. And it's a 911 beep. This is important. We got to find a payphone quick. Then you get to the payphone and you'd be like, dude, what's up?
What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Get in the pit and try to love someone. So the Wild get in the pit with Winnipeg starting Wednesday, 6 o'clock at Winnipeg. Game 2 will be Friday at Winnipeg.
And Chris, you and I are waiting to the postseason ends to donate to the Give 16 Foundation because we expect Jason Zucker to score multiple more goals.
That's correct.
Rosa will be waiting indefinitely to pay off his donation.
That's probably true.
Let's just say if that room at the hospital's waiting for that last $500 donation to make it happen, look elsewhere.
Right. By the way, the first home game in the series, Sunday at the X at 6 o'clock.
Sunday.
Game 4 is at the X as well. That's April 17th.
And then the series will be over.
Jeez.
Four-game sweep.
Yeah, by the Wild.
Yeah, by the Wild. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Why'd you guys just assume?
My gosh, why did you assume that?
Negative.
I don't know.
It's 4-zip Wild.
Yeah, good point. They have a point there.
Yeah, it's you.
I'm a huge fan of the Minnesota Wild. I go to games all the time.
I'm a huge fan.
Season opener 2 years ago.
I'm a huge fan of watching Wild games on CNBC because it makes perfect sense.
Hmm.
Is that what channel it's on?
Mm-hmm.
CNBC.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
So you can watch Jim Cramer yell about his stock picks, sure. And then you can flip over and watch Jason Zucker score twice.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm not going to watch it.
I am. I'm going to listen to it.
I'm going to listen to it on the fan.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have the sound turned up.
Okay.
And the sound turned down on the TV.
I'm not even going to watch it on TV.
Not even going to. Wow.
No.
So you're gonna let them create the theater of the mind for you by listening to the fan.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I don't think
Wednesday night's the American, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but the game's on at 6.
6.
When is that show?
Oh, good point. Yeah, I think it's 9. Good point. So unless it goes to OT, I'll be fine.
Right. It won't, because by the second period, the quarter, the guys will have given up.
Yeah, by the Hounds of Grayskull.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Right.
Good point.
It's time I have some for sports Vikings news.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it breaking?
No, but...
Presented by...
Racco! Yeah.
It's football related.
Thank you, Racco.
Go for it.
I didn't know this because I don't pay close enough attention, but any team that added a new head coach, their off-season program starts today.
Hmm.
And that is the Giants, Bears, Cardinals... I can't read my own handwriting. Lions... Titans, Raiders, and Colts.
Interesting. That's a lot of coaches.
Well, it's not fair. Why do they get to start?
Because they have a new coach.
That's not fair. We have a new quarterback. He needs to start.
Yeah, but he was in Georgia throwing passes to those guys.
What guys?
Thielen and guys. Diggs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Good. That's legal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. They can do whatever they want on their own time.
Good.
Well.
Good. Within reason.
Yeah. You
can't murder somebody.
Well,
OJ did that.
He did?
Yeah, now he's out walking the streets.
But it was on his own time.
How do you know? Yeah, that's a good point. It wasn't in season.
Right.
When's the draft?
End of this month.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, today's April 9th, man.
Yeah. Are we doing a mock draft? We have to.
Who dis? Of course.
Yeah, but they picked 30th.
Yeah, but we should
so
do
we
a
can't
top...
go all the way through the first round.
We've already broken it down.
Well, we have?
Yeah, we're going to do the first, 10 picks just for the funs of it.
And then we have to take a shot at 30.
Yeah, and then everybody gets a chance to talk, and then finally
same normal group.
PA takes the final shot. Right.
Yeah, I can't wait.
A huge congrats going out to longtime equipment manager Dennis Ryan, the hardest working man in show business. He's been given the Whitey Zimmerman Equipment Manager of the Year Award. An honor voted on by his peers across the NFL.
Way to go, Whitey.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Awesome. That's good news.
Yeah, he does a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a job that he does. Can't imagine how he
again,
does
these
all
are
that.
Weird. You know, like Sugarman and Company, right? Just got named best trainers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mostly probably based on their treatment of Teddy Bridgewater and getting him back on the field that fast.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it weird? Like, how would equipment managers be able to adequately judge other equipment managers? Hmm. I think that's strange.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder, is there something we're overlooking that would play into it, like the Teddy thing played in for the trainers?
I think it's just whose helmets are the cleanest.
A move to a new facility.
I think it's whose socks look the sharpest.
Right, or if like if you have five linemen crap their pants in the game, but by the time they get to the press conference, they're you know, it's perfectly white.
Yeah.
And you've already washed them, and they're bacteria free. Then it's like, God, Dennis is good.
I think it's I think they judge it by who has the least amount of pink eye situations.
How many pink eyes did the Vikings have last year?
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Is that the record?
Yeah. Cowboys had 2,000.
No wonder Dak couldn't hit anything. Mm. Got pink eye.
Can't hit if you can't see it.
Paul, when was the last time you had pink eye?
I think in middle school.
Mm. What was it like?
It's horrible.
How'd you get it?
My whole family had it, and it's super contagious.
But how'd they get it?
Who knows? Probably turd related. But,
damn it, Dov!
My eye, like, crusted over. It's horrible. It's pink eye's awful. And you can't just, like, go to, like, a CVS and be like, you see my eye? It doesn't open. They have to be like, we got to go to a doctor.
Hello. Why can't you just go say that to somebody at a CVS?
Thanks, Jeff.
Because I don't think they have the
medication. Did you put the computer in our office yet?
No.
Hey, did you fix that printer out there?
Jeff, that's our office!
It's our office, Jeff. We don't care about Barrera or Common or anybody. We want an office, and we want it now. Oh, our program director has spoken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeff.
Did you just drop off Burrow's newspaper?
Jeff.
Yeah.
How long is that printer out there going to be broken? 1940? Wait, we're not going to go back in time where it's going to be fixed. You know what I mean. You mean what I know.
Whatever.
You
it
mean
never
what
works.
I know.
So the one down the hall prints at about a page an hour. Mm-hmm. This place is falling apart. Oh, wait, no. I don't want to be called Eeyore again, so I won't complain.
Look at how sensitive he is.
Of course I'm sensitive.
Of course you are.
Of course is Augusta National.
Yeah, of course.
I called him Eeyore, which is not even really a terrible insult.
Right, it just means that he's down, kind of down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were complaining about a lot of things on a beautiful day.
It was snowing.
Cold
and
snowing.
You always say,
I wish I was out golfing.
You always say things like, you know, oh, I didn't know I was following Jackhammer.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
I don't know.
A jackhammer. All of a sudden, somebody's like, hey, the roads are fixed. I didn't know I was following a jackhammer.
Right. See?
Right. Yeah, but that's
jackhammers break up roads.
That's my bit.
I know it's your bit. I'm sorry I infringed on your bit. I thought it was funny, but I was wrong. Wasn't that funny?
I was just Eeyore-y because my candy-less blizzard thing.
Back to Jeff Manis for a second. So for those of you listening at home and don't know who the hell Jeff Manis is, he's our he's like one of our engineers.
No, yeah, if man. You ask him, though, he owns the company.
And we love Jeff Manis because Jeff Manis once in a while just brings us canes for no reason.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I like canes.
Right, and I like Jeff. Jeff gets a lot of work like done for me. You. When I need something done, I can go to Jeff.
He's
Jeff
a great kisser.
Get her done.
So a couple of days ago, I go to our
like
big bosses. I go to our big boss and I say, hey, you know this empty office that Power Trip uses from time to time? And for the last couple of months, I've been in there every day after the show.
Yeah.
Is there any reason we just can't have it? No one's in there. And boss number one goes, I don't know, I'm going to go watch Star Wars. And then I go to the second guy and I say, hey, can we just have that office? And that guy says, yeah, I don't care. Ask guy number three. Mm-hmm. So I go to guy number three,
hey, guys.
Who's the top of the ladder guy.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, can we just have that office? And he goes, well, would you use it? I said, sure. Yeah, I'll talk to Jeff Manis. He'll get you keys. When the top guy on the top of the ladder says, go for it, that's the last yes that you need.
You're right.
That's the yes.
He's the guy. He's,
the key should be printed for all of us.
Real quick recap. Let's go 1, 2, 3. Can we have the office? Yeah. Check with the other guy. Yes. There. 1, 2, 3. Got it.
Yeah.
Bam.
Two of them are super attractive.
So I go to Jeff Manis and I go, hey, has top guy talked to you about the office? Apparently you're supposed to give us some keys like on Monday. And he goes, I mean, are you? And I go, I don't care what you think, Jeff. It's not up to you.
Are you the landlord?
Give us the keys, Jeff. And I said, you don't want to F with the Power Trip Morning Show.
Thanks, Keanu Reeves.
Right. Give me a keg of beer.
And then he goes, well, you guys going to want a computer? And I'm like, well, if it's the one that's at my desk now, no, I don't want an Apple 2GS.
Right.
I don't want to play Odell Lake. I'd like Internet Explorer or Firefox or whatever else the hell they have. Now, I don't want basically some beta computer from the 80s.
Yeah.
So, no, don't bother putting a computer in. He's like, well, Chris said he wanted one. I'm like, then that's fine.
I would like a computer.
The rest of us don't really care. We just want the space because what we really want as a show is a room where we can shut the door, say offensive things, and rip coworkers.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's right.
So when big guy said, are you actually going to use it? Are you going to get work done? Yeah, we're going to shut the door and quietly rip all of our coworkers.
Hell yeah.
I'll never step foot in there.
Well, not to work. To rip, you will.
Well, yeah. You'll be in there.
Right.
Yeah.
But that is show bonding.
Hell yeah.
That's technically a creative meeting. Which coworkers do we hate the most today, and how can we destroy them?
Yeah,
I'm
hanging
my posters and stuff up in there.
Right.
I can't do it at home.
Which ones?
You know, Harmon Killebrew, if I can find it.
Oh, you don't know where that... Do you know... You should buy art. Now you have a reason to buy art.
You're right.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Eeyore. You're right.
Well... You wrong?
I can't wait for our office.
Me neither. It's going to be fine. As long as Jeff says it's okay.
I'm going to put stuff in there.
Yeah, I got to, you know what? I got to triple check that Jeff Manis gives us the okay.
Is he the landlord?
Yes, that's what he is.
Well, he's the key master, apparently. He's Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters. Wait, was Moranis the gatekeeper or the key master?
Who knows? What are you referring to?
Gatekeeper. Well, yeah, Sigourney Weaver was one.
He was looking for the key master.
Huh. So he was the gatekeeper.
Sigourney Weaver, would you?
Oh. Yeah.
Way more in 1985 than now, but
no,
still.
No, he would now.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he's not going to turn her down.
I'm going to turn her upside down.
Is there any other Sigourney on the planet? Is she the only one?
Sigourney?
Sigourney
Weaver?
Have you ever met a Sigourney in your life before or after that one was famous?
I've met a Gorney.
A what?
Isn't that tree?
No. I'm going to now, someone is going to be now Gorney.
Where did you meet a Gorney?
Al Gorney.
A bar?
I've never met a gal named Sigourney in my entire
life.
I don't think I have, but I like the name.
But it's a French name.
But you would think when that name, when she makes it big, that sparks an influx of new Sigourneys. Kind of like how there's a whole bunch of athletes now named Shaquille.
Sure.
Sure. Or kids named, I'm blanking out, what's the...
Daenerys.
Yeah, Daenerys.
From Game of Thrones, right? Yeah. Now everybody's Arya, Daenerys.
Yeah.
Jon.
Yeah.
Caden. Paul. John.
Paul.
Jim.
Paul, John, Jim.
By the way, since we're on a tangent Tuesday and a Monday.
Mm. It's Monday?
Speaking of your name, Paul.
Oh, God.
Look, I understand that when we play initials and you guys all yell out your name because your name is your buzzer.
Paul, John, Jim.
That the first sound is really your buzzer, right? So, K in Chris or A in AJ.
Which we didn't hear at all last week.
Fair. Technically, the first letter of all of your names is the first sign of your buzzer. So if you say K, you don't have to get to the wrist part, right?
You always got to get to the wrist
but
part.
There is something about going AJ, Chris, Mark, as opposed to just Puh.
Yeah.
Right? Your name is the easiest to yell quickly. Huh. And that's unbelievably nitpicky. But
okay.
Your name
that's what, is that's, just a, that's
it's
the
just,
reason.
It's just a
that's
sound.
It. That's the reason behind it.
Ring in. Puh.
Bah!
Puh. Bah!
I'm changing my name.
All of these things are the same. Right. What I'm saying is change your name from Chris to just bleh.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
From now on.
I want to change my name to Spurt.
Bleh.
Oh, God. You'd yell that a lot at home.
I will give you $1,000 if you legally change your name to Spurt Hockey.
Yeah, Spurt Hockey.
Spurt. It,
which means on Twitter, you're at Spurt Hockey. Which, by the way, 5, 4, 3, 2... One, that's a new Twitter handle.
Absolutely, it is.
At Spurt Hockey on Twitter. You can follow him.
It's a picture. It's a picture
shenanigans.
Of me flying across the room in liquid form.
Oh my God!
Like a triple X version of Mike TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, back to Vikings news. 20 minutes
that's right.
Later.
Vikings news. Hey, do you hear we got an office?
Hey, did you guys hear? have you guys thought lately about what our schedule looks like next year?
No.
It's tough.
It's got to be soon.
Yeah,
we're
it's ridiculously
tough.
I think it's next week.
No, well, we have our opponents, though. You know that, obviously.
Yeah. We play in New England, I think.
Yeah, listen to this, guys. We play in Los Angeles against the Rams.
That's
in Seattle.
Loss.
No, we can beat Seattle. We're right. better
Seattle's
than Seattle.
Like dismantled.
In New England.
Loss.
In New York Jets.
Win.
In Philadelphia.
Ooh, boy.
I know. Yeah.
That opens the season, though, right?
But here's the thing we forget every year, and I forgot it big time last year, is I was convinced the Vikings were in big trouble last year, because on paper, the second half of the schedule looked like it was murderer's row.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the Vikings go do? Kicked a bunch of ass.
That's right.
So a tough schedule could mean almost nothing, because who would have thought that the Eagles and the Vikings were the two teams to beat in the NFC last year? Nobody. But they ran through pretty tough schedules.
Well, remember how everyone was, this was 2 years ago, I think, everyone was terrified of the Carolina Panthers. They had just come off a Super Bowl run. They didn't win it, but they lost in the Super Bowl, and they wet the bed the whole entire season.
That's hot.
Year to year, so different.
Yeah, that's why they're Dwight Hockey's favorite team.
Let's put a cot in our office and then wet the bed, because it's our office.
Yeah, man. I'm going to gas that place up.
Right.
Yeah. Welcome I can't wait for office, the pictures Hogsley puts in there. Well, not to get too technical, but if it's the other way around, we're not even considering.
No. Again, what do I always say, Paul? Manners go a long way.
That's right.
And outside of the first boss, who I didn't even, say please to, the other two guys, I said, could we please have that office? And they said, yes, you can. And thank you for asking so nicely. Hey, Papa John's and PapaJohns.com brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. If the Wolves or the Twins win tonight, go to Papa John's tomorrow and type in the promo code TWINSWIN or WOLVESWIN for 50% off a large or extra large pizza. Thanks to our friends at Papa John's and PapaJohns.com. Power Trip back for the 8 o'clock hour after this on The Fan.
He was hurled into stardom thanks to YouTube, and now he stars in the Netflix original The Indian Detective. Comedian Russell Peters live, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, July 7th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Ticketmaster.com, but I have a pair to give away right now. 651-995-326, 800-320-5326. Caller number 11 is the winner.
Thank you, AJ. Welcome back, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show.
You guys ever stuck anything up your urethra?
Not my choice.
No, you don't like your nipples played with.
No.
I don't like my feet touched. Sauce, what don't you like touched?
You can touch anything on my body except for the top of my head.
There you go.
What about your,
my other head?
No, the, your,
my cyst?
No, that's out.
My butt?
Yeah, but,
Oh, my.
What about that?
My landing strip?
What? Sure.
My ABC?
Well,
you're already been chewed.
No, the A. The A.
Sure. No, don't touch that.
Okay.
Man, I don't understand.
Somebody's going to have to help me out with this one.
Mm.
A man in his 60s in China had some itchiness going on inside of his junk.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Yeah. By the way, everything I'm about to say, including that sentence, is going to make every guy squirm that's listening, because it only gets worse. Think of how awful that sounds in itself.
Hideous.
Itchiness where you can tell it's inside.
All right.
There's something going on inside, and you're going, this itches, I'm uncomfortable. Already, this sounds horrific.
Yeah.
But this guy's series of choices are even worse than just the idea of itchiness inside your junk.
Yeah.
He decided the best course of action was not to go to the doctor and say, I have a problem.
Yeah, ignore it. That'll work.
Ignoring it also was not his decision.
Oh.
Oh, man.
What do you
I'm going to read this.
I don't want you to.
I don't want you to either.
I want you to. It's funny, I bet.
No. It's going to give everyone nightmares. Every guy is going to have nightmares the rest of the day just hearing what this guy did.
Itchy urethras aren't funny?
Man, there's like two words in the sentence that are going to make me cringe even reading it. Ready?
Mm.
I'm going to read it word for word.
Mm.
He tried to scratch it by taking his phone charging cable and snaking it up into his urethra. The word snaking it.
Yeah, what was the other
word? The phrase snaking it is, scratching. And
He snaked a snake?
snaking it like he's trying to unclog a toilet.
Yeah. Hmm. Or he's trying to get like a cable behind the TV.
Check this out, though. It gets worse.
How could it get any worse? What could possibly be worse? His genitals explode?
He went to the hospital. Doctors were actually able to safely remove it. They used lasers to undo the knot because it got stuck and tangled around his bladder.
Around the world.
They used lasers to undo the knot, and then they pulled out the entire cord. He stuck it so far up that it got tangled around his bladder.
Do you think he got to vibrate when it started to charge?
When they asked the guy if he sterilized it before he inserted it, he clearly said he really hadn't. He just ran it under some water.
Well, that helps.
He did run it underwater.
That's not really sterilizing it.
Yeah, but a lot of people do that here after they take a giant dump and the toilet doesn't flush. They just run their hands underwater.
Anyway, in spite of everything, he's going to be completely fine. He's going to recover completely. He says he learned his lesson. If you're, again, much like we talked about Paterno not understanding that you got to stop football once in a while to stop sexual assault, if you're in your 60s and you had to, quote, learn your lesson that sticking a iPhone charging cable up your urethra is a bad idea. I learned my lesson. No, you didn't. It's too late in life to learn that that is a horrific decision. That's just not a bright guy.
Yeah, that's not a smart move.
Isn't move number one saying, I got to get this checked out. Something's wrong.
And I think we all learned in health class, you don't put things up there.
No, you put it up other things.
Oh.
I didn't learn that part.
Well, yeah, you did. You learned up, out, and then I'm out. Right? I tap out.
Where do the other ups and outs come from?
Two is too many?
Depends on who you ask.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
Why?
Because of the urethra talk?
Can we share the other story?
What's the other story? Do you hear we got an office?
Is that okay with Manus?
I'll double check. And I'll tell him to F off. I love Jeff.
I can tell.
I do. I actually really do.
I know you do. I know.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah, I'll tell you that story in a bit.
I can't wait.
The Wolves play Memphis tonight at 7 o'clock.
Got to get this one.
Got to have it.
Have to have this one.
I might go.
Oh, good.
Maybe I will, too.
No, you won't.
I doubt it.
Care to place a wager?
No, because you'll go, but you won't.
I bet he doesn't. I bet I could. I would guess it would take at least three figures before you left your house to go to the Timberwolves game, because I think you'd be willing to pay me not to have to go.
They're my favorite team on the planet.
I don't disagree.
I love the Timberwolves.
I'm glad that you do.
Yeah, no.
How much are you offering?
I think Hawk's right. If you think, what is?
I go to games all the time. Why would this be any different?
When was the last time you went?
Season opener 2 years ago.
It was 2012.
It would not take that much money to get me to go.
$50.
It would take more than that.
Yeah, Hockey was right.
But I still love the team. I just don't want to.
Sounds
I'm busy.
Like what are you doing?
No, he's busy.
You're
going to Parrish's house to hang out, apparently.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, Mark Parrish.
Okay, he lives 60 seconds from me.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, no.
And
90 seconds.
My wife and his wife are, I think, my wife likes his wife more than
sentence.
She likes me.
Okay.
Oh, you know?
Which is a very low bar to set,
but if it was hang out with Nikki or hang out with me, it's Nikki and it's not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But again,
that's low bar.
That's what I said. Low bar. So the fact that she found somebody that's within, you know, a stone's throw.
No pun intended.
Right. Yeah. Mark and I had zero input on that planning. It was, hey, we're going over to Mark and Nikki's. Okay. And of course, Mark was like, you're coming over? I'm like, yeah, it wasn't my choice either.
What'd you guys do?
Watch the Masters and went home.
Was there good
and food? Then I watched 6 minutes of The Greatest Showman and almost threw up. And then
did Parrish have good food?
I don't know. I didn't eat it.
What do you mean?
What am I going to eat?
Salad?
I've never had a salad.
Hey, speaking of food,
despite
check this out.
Internet rumors.
Check this out. Over in England, they eat something called a chip sandwich.
Yes. I would eat that. We had a buddy of mine in middle school.
What was his nickname?
Corn
chip sandwich eater?
No, his name was, I think it was just Jesse. And he used to eat every sandwich he ever had. Now he's like the coolest kid ever. Every sandwich he ever had, he would put chips in.
Sounds like a cool guy move. So before Chris even tells you, what a chip sandwich is, even though it sounds like it's mostly guessable, we'll see. Would you eat it before you know what it is?
I know what it is, and before I knew what it was, I would eat it.
Augusto, sweetheart, save some room for later.
Yeah, Chris, what is it?
What if it's buffalo chips? You know what I mean?
Not like poops?
Yeah.
No, like
yeah.
Buffalo chips, like a buffalo
hot
wings.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
love those. Well, a chip sandwich is literally just French fries between two slices of bread.
I would eat that.
That no sounds
meat,
gross.
Anything.
What?
And I love both.
Put
like
ketchup on top. But the sandwiches finally making their way over to the United States.
See, again, this is a perfect summation of my psychosis.
Ooh.
Bread and fries are two of my 15 potential food items.
Right.
Mixing them sounds gross.
Is it 15?
I mean, it's something like that. Why? I mean, outside of junk food. But why would you? Why can't you just eat them separately? Why can't you have a nice piece of toast?
They end up
get the Dark
the same
Star
place.
Special. But why mix the flavors?
Yeah,
and they're like both the bland flavors.
Yeah. It doesn't disgust me like it might disgust you, but I think it does downgrade both.
It downgrades
the bread
both.
And the,
I would
and
eat
the fries.
It. I would crush that.
You with would crush
ketchup?
That?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Augusto, sweetheart, save some room for later.
This is Corey Cofer.
Hang
on, I had something.
Well, you're endorsing God now?
This is Corey Cofer for Kane's Chicken Fingers. I had so many this weekend because my friends catered it because I'm so popular. You're the one who can't stop eating fatty 2x4.
Where can I find you?
Oh, see you at the mill.
Because you're there 24 hours a day, you fat piece of crap.
Augusto, sweetheart, save some room for later.
I was there yesterday.
Of course you were. I can't wait to hear the commercial all about it.
We got two pizzas and two orders of wings for just David and I.
Yeah, I heard you say that, and then I printed that quote on a piece of cardboard, and I hung it up in our office. Do you hear we got one?
We did. Is that okay to Jeff Mattis?
He's going to lock the door and then not give us the keys.
Did he okay us putting things up on the wall?
By the way, why did we not get this button about 9 years ago?
I don't know. We say it all the time.
I know. That's what I thought about over the weekend. I'm like, why don't I just get the soundbite instead of us horrifically trying to recreate it? My new favorite button.
I can tell.
How about the scene, because I had to rewatch a bunch of scenes trying to get it this morning. How about, you know, Augustus's mom goes to the factory with him. So when he falls in the chocolate river, it's, you know, she panics. Augustus's dad is only in the scene where he first gets interviewed for finding the golden ticket, and they're all sitting in Germany eating.
Sure.
Augustus's dad eats the top of the microphone and never says a word.
Yeah.
His entire role in the film is to bite off the top of the microphone because he eats everything in sight.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
Never says a word.
Hmm.
Just eats the microphone.
What? Hmm.
How do you spell Augustus?
Augustus?
Yeah, interesting question. I don't know. I do know that Patrick Reed won the Masters yesterday.
He did, easily. At Augusta.
Mm-hmm. What are we,
Augusta!
Sauce,
go for it. What, did you just Google it?
Yeah.
Damn it. You cheated.
I would have spelled it August.
But is that not right?
It's Augustus.
That's exactly what I would have
said. Yeah.
Augustus.
Yeah. Augustus.
Mm-hmm.
Need one more perfect read. Will it be his life-changing
Get
moment?
It?
Yes, it will. Captain America captures Augusta.
I don't like, I'm not comfortable with him being Captain America.
But that's the perfect nickname. If he is kind of hated behind the scenes, that he's not a super well-liked guy by the patrons of Augustus and just other fellow golfers, because it sounds like Rory McIlroy kind of hinted that he was going to crack under the pressure, that Patrick Reed would crack under the pressure. Everyone knows in the Avengers, Captain America is the douchiest one. That's kind of a perfect nickname for him then.
Hmm.
Right, if he was the best one, they'd say, there goes Iron Man.
Right.
Or there goes Spider-Man.
Here comes a guy with a big knot on his head.
1992 winner Fred Couples.
Oh, God. Yeah, Fred Couples hit a golf ball off the tee, and you can hear it. You can hear it hit that guy in the noggin.
I love the, I don't know who it is, but it's the guy in the background. You can just hear him. He goes, look at that shot. She told
Paul, your hands up?
No, I was just...
There has to be video,
stretching.
Right?
There has to be.
You were stretching.
Oh, here it is.
1992 winner Fred Couples.
Right there.
Oh, my word.
Right in the guy's noggin.
Oh, man. You probably got a... I don't know. Did you guys see the story over the weekend about the...
Oh, man.
The father who had stage 4 lung cancer?
Yeah, and then Tiger met him.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was sweet. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at the shot. Fred just hit the ball. Ball's in the air. And...
You don't see it, but you can tell who got hit.
Oh, my God, he goes down!
Well, yeah.
I guess I would assume that he went down.
Yeah, of course he would.
Did you see that?
Yes, I sure.
He just got a hole-in-one on a par 4.
I know. I just said I saw it.
Oh, I hope he wins.
Congratulations to Captain America, Patrick Reed. He was 50-1.
Really?
Was he really?
Before the Masters started. He was something like the 18th favorite to win it.
It went Reed, Fowler, Spieth.
Jackpot!
Rahm, Cameron Smith, I don't know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Bubba Watson, Henrik Stenson, then Rory fell apart.
Yeah, he did.
And Mark Leishman.
Kind of nice, right, that Rory hinted that Patrick Reed would crumble to the pressure, and then guess who crumbled to the pressure,
he
right?
Did.
Rory.
He
did. Band 5 was brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. The best jewelry store in the upper Midwest is Continental Diamond. Go see him in St. Louis Park. I did. That's where I bought my engagement ring, and somehow she said yes. And now she just would rather hang out with Nikki Parrish than me. But still, she still wears the ring over to Nikki's house. Power trip back after this on The Fan.
Hey, I got a pair of tickets to see Bon Jovi. XL Energy Center, Saturday, April 28th. I'm not going to give them away right now. Sometime between now and the end of the show, Chris is going to play a Bon Jovi song. And at that moment, your first caller to call in and tell us you heard Bon Jovi, you win the pair of tickets. XL Energy Center, Saturday, April 28th.
Yeah, you're like, shut up.
No, no, don't shut up.
Bon Jovi.
We're talking Bon Jovi, man. Real deal Bon Jovi machine out there.
Ba-na-na-na.
So, and be ready because it's not going to be like... You give love a bad name. I'm going to try you know, you better be a real fan. That's right. I'm going to throw you something you're going to love.
What's your favorite Bon Jovi song?
Blood on Blood.
What is it?
Blood on Blood.
Sauce?
Bed of Roses.
Mine is My Kid Could Kick Your Honor Student's Ass.
Oh. What album is that on?
It's on the back of a Ford Fiesta.
That's the name of the album?
Yes.
Oh. That's not very clever.
Hey, people like Bon Jovi.
I like Bon Jovi.
My sister-in-law, cool like, that is her jam, right? That's My 311, your Dave Matthews, your Switchfoot, your Rat. She loves Bon Jovi. Point. That's her jam.
Well, at some point, somebody's going to be able to go see their jam.
That's cool.
Yahoo.
The attorney for...
Yahoo.
I like Yoo-Hoo. You guys like Yoo-Hoo?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Yoo-Hoo's
sure.
So good.
Sure.
Is it just chocolate milk or was it different?
It's a little
it's got,
different.
Like vitamins in it.
Probably.
Oh, get that out of here.
Yeah.
That stuff's good.
You're having chocolate milk. It's not for your
I've
health.
I've never had. I don't like chocolate milk.
Why? What?
I don't know. I think I've had it maybe once.
But you just said you like Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, Yoo-Hoo's fine, but there's a difference. Plain chocolate milk is a big difference.
Why?
I don't know. I've just, it's not my thing. I don't like a lot of chocolate things.
That's weird.
Except
five pieces of chocolate chip cookie dough in a frozen concrete mixer.
I mean, that's not enough in your mixie.
It's got to be more. I pay for the candy. I want the candy. What if you ordered pizza from a pizza place, like Green Mill, for example, and this would never happen because Green Mill wails, but you got four pieces when you paid for a large. You go, I paid for a large and all I get is four pieces?
Well, wait a minute, though. Is it still the exact same size, just cut into four pieces? Because it's the same amount of pizza then. It's the inconvenience of having to now recut it.
What?
Take an entire pizza.
Okay. I did yesterday.
Cut it into four quadrants.
Like four office spots?
You weren't good with pie charts, were you?
No, I love pie, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Pies are good. Yeah, hey, the attorney for Stormy Daniels says the porn star sat with a forensic sketch artist to draw a picture of our president's wiener.
This is the greatest bit ever. Right?
Why?
This is the best.
Because president penises are funny.
It's what does it look like, Paul?
But this is the weirdest thing about this presidency. Oh. And
don't get political.
I'm not getting political.
Not
think
at
about,
all.
Think about where we stand, though.
Yeah.
If whether you're pro-Trump or anti-Trump, on a weekly basis, something happens that would be a monster story with Obama, Bush, Clinton, the other Bush, Reagan, like. On a weekly basis, we have something that is epically big, but it just or bigly, but it gets kind of washed under the radar because it's just so nonstop. This week,
that's what it looks like.
We have a porn star drawing or having a sketch artist draw a picture of the president's penis, and it's mostly not going to be a big story, right? It won't be that. It's just you just scroll past it on Twitter.
So,
like, what now? Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Nothing's going to happen.
No, it doesn't matter.
The world just keeps spinning.
Keep on spinning, baby.
You know, remember like 9 months ago, we all thought he was like a week away from getting impeached. That's not even, that's never going to happen.
No way, Jose.
No.
No.
I want to see it.
You want
I want to see the sketch more than the, let's see.
Yeah, that's probably what it looks like, I'm going to guess. Right there. I mean, that seems...
Well,
like what happened when we first talked about this? What if, I mean, she's an adult actress.
She's, right. She's had the best.
Yeah.
Right. She's had people who are skilled in the bedroom.
Hmm. Right. What if she says he's the best?
Right. That was credit to Michael Che and Colin Jost. It was Weekend Update that basically said, are we prepared if he just rocked her? Like if you're an anti-Trump person, you're going, oh, God, I bet he sucks in bed. If he just... obliterated a porn star. Are you porn star?
Ah, come here, you porn star. What are you, some kind of porn star?
Extra, extra, read all about it. The president just destroyed the porn star.
Yeah, would you feel comfortable going, God dang it, now he's really good in bed. This sucks.
Sure, I'd be happy for him. Good for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, on that level, I would be pretty excited for
him.
Because that's something to be proud of.
You destroyed a porn star, Mr. President.
Like, for example, Sauce, take politics out of it. Percent chance you would have a good time in bed with Stormy Daniels.
Very high. Oh, me's dough. What's the lowest?
Me's
dough? What's the lowest?
Mr. Well,
you would have a great time. Percent chance she would enjoy your interaction.
No, she'd hate it. She'd probably go in the bathroom and cry.
No, that would be you.
That would be her because it was so disappointing.
Aww. Yeah, but I don't think she's probably been disappointed before, so I don't think she would cry about it.
Yeah, she slept with Trump.
Well, but what if he was intent?
Right?
What if he just killed it?
Well, then I would have been surprised. I mean, I don't know. Confident people are normally really good in bed, and he's super confident.
Right, so what if he just crushes?
Okay.
Hmm. Great point.
We'll have to ask her. I'll ask her the next time I see her.
I will say this. One last thing on the presidential penis, and then we'll move on.
Yeah. The peepee?
Based on, especially last week, based on the sketches of Carly Zucker and you, your penis pictures over the years that all of us have been
fascinated.
Inundated by and fascinated by for years, because I'm convinced you've never seen one and you technically own one.
I have one.
Right. But your drawings look like a beluga whale. It just doesn't look like it's an adult penis. But my point is, if the sketch artist ever releases his picture of the president's, and it's even remotely like the drawings you've done over the last 8 to 10 years, I will owe you a gigantic apology.
I appreciate that.
Because then your penis will be the most presidential thing I've ever seen in my life.
Interesting.
Not your penis, your drawing of another man's penis.
No.
That's probably the limit on the amount of times we can say that.
No, you can say it more than that.
Can we?
Your penis?
What are they going to do, take away our office?
Well, I don't know. Does Manus not want us to have it anymore?
Hey,
By the way, it'll also, if it ever is released, it's going to be my avatar on Twitter.
Is it really?
Sure, why not?
You think it'll be blue? Mm.
Can we figure out a way
not to sad, like,
24 hours a day stream the Power Trip in that office?
I'm not doing that.
Why?
It's a Power Trip office.
Yeah, it's our office.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to have so many pranks.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to never want to go back in that office.
Yeah. I'm just going to consume a giant can of beans every morning during the show. Just go in there. Just kill that place.
Like on Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. Hey, Cor.
Sure, Chris.
If I were to read the entire schedule, not in order, of the Vikings, all 16 games, how much money would you be willing to, like, bet that you got them all right?
Like win loss?
Yeah.
Zero.
You wouldn't put anything down.
No, that's like, I mean, that's.
What if I, like, if you put up 100?
That's epically difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult.
It's almost impossible. I mean, it's not impossible, but let's say, what are the chances you pick any individual game correct? Some of them are 80%, but some right. of them are like 20%.
Sure. And the first couple weeks, we don't know what team we have.
Right. I mean, are you asking how much, if I put up $100, how much money would I ask for you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. I'm not good at gambling stuff.
I would say,
let me read all the teams.
Honestly, that's irrelevant.
Okay.
Yeah. To me,
I'm
going to
read them anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to read them anyway.
Go for it while I do this math. You guys
at home,
try that.
Obviously, we got Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay. But we also have Arizona.
Win.
San Francisco.
Win.
Win. Really? With
Absolutely.
Garoppolo, you think?
Yes.
Okay. Buffalo.
Win.
Miami.
Win.
And New Orleans.
Win.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about the home schedule. Not bad. But on the road, Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay. Los Angeles Rams.
Loss.
Seattle Seahawks.
Win.
New England.
Loss.
The Jets.
Win.
And Philadelphia.
I don't know. It'll be interesting when that game gets like officially released. I think the 16th, I think a week from today, or it's before the draft, obviously, when the schedule comes out. They'll have early lines on that game. I wonder what the line of that game will be. 4.5, Philly?
Well,
I mean, the Vikings are improved.
Yeah, but they skunked us.
Yeah, but the Vikings are improved. And, well, Philly technically is improved. It's the first game of the year.
Who's playing quarterback for them?
Yeah.
It'll be Foles,
right?
Won't it?
Yeah, exactly. I would assume.
Think about what you just said, too, Paul. You went through the schedule pretty quickly and gave it about a 10 or 11 win season.
Yeah, they should win 10 or 11 games. They should. They have a $40 million quarterback.
Mm. Well, I'm not even through all 16 games. If we're going to basically do 2 to the power of 16 here, if we're just doing...
What?
If we're doing every game, I'm going to want 2 times the value. It's a gigantic number. Mm. We're talking like, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars minimum to make it even remotely fair.
Well, what's he care?
It's like a 16-team parlay. Right.
Yeah, correct.
Think of what that would pay for $100 to hit 16 straight.
It's like getting
on a money line.
It's like getting 16 March Madness picks in a row right.
I mean, yeah.
It's different.
That's why it's almost that's not happening. You're not willing to put that money up.
You're right.
Nor am I really willing to put the 100 up because I'm basically burning $100.
Yeah, but what do you care?
Yeah, good point. Cares. Yeah, I just won the Masters bet. What am I talking about? Yeah. Who cares? Maybe I've turned the corner.
You have. I told you that. It's the first thing this
when
morning.
When are we betting again?
Well, let's bet today.
What are we going to gamble on?
Well, the stock market just opened, so we're all technically gambling.
Are we betting?
Gambling ruins family.
Are we betting that whether or not the T-Wolves make the playoffs?
They're making it.
I'll bet that.
I agree they do.
They're going to make it. They're going to win tonight. I actually think they're going to win on Wednesday, too, but even if they don't, they still might get in.
Wednesday, right?
They still might get in.
Are, yeah.
They can go 1-1. They can lose to Denver and still get in.
They won't.
They would need some help.
No, they'll win out. Butler won't let them.
What if you're in the mindset that it would be better for the Timberwolves to miss the playoffs?
That's wrong.
If they don't have a first-round pick.
Well, and you haven't been to the postseason in 14 years.
No, you have
it's
to.
Never the it's right a, answer after 14 years to miss the postseason.
Even if missing it pushes a coach out the door?
No. Because, if you don't, you may not like his attitude. He's the best coach available.
And if you also want him out, you're allowed to fire him, whether they make the playoffs or not.
Right.
If Glenn Taylor wants to get rid of him, it doesn't
Schroeder's
matter
got
if he
fired
makes it.
After making the NFC Championship.
Yeah, but not for the first time in 14 years or whatever.
Yeah, but if you get to the postseason and get routed by Houston, if you get swept by Houston, that's you could fire him after that.
There's
if you
no coach
to.
Available that's better than he is.
I don't know about that.
Bobby Finstock is Bobby Finstock.
I would argue that he is just a detriment. I don't care if it's better.
Well, Jimmy Butler likes him. That's your problem.
Dude, Finstock is available.
That might be a problem.
Bobby Finstock is?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long has he been available for?
Since Teen Wolf came out. Power to Your Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, sir.
Did you listen to Stern at all last week?
Yeah, a little bit. I heard the Kathy Griffin day.
Did you hear the Brandi Carlile interview?
I did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I did listen to her.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, great artist.
And the band behind her, the guys that had basically had a record deal and failed.
For sure, yeah. They're Tim and Phil Hazarnoff, I believe is how you say their names. I could be wrong. Hands are off, something like that. But Brandi, fantastic. She's just unbelievably good.
I'd never heard of her ever. Outside of this show, because you used to play her all the time. So I didn't know if she was one of your deals or if she was a big deal, but clearly she's a pretty big deal.
She's very a big deal amongst musicians. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They like the craft.
She's 97, right. Used to play her.
She knows what she's doing.
For sure. So I bought one of her live records after listening to that interview, and the twins stepped to the front of the microphone, her guitar players, who are like family to her. In fact, one of them is married to her sister.
Which I have a lot of questions about.
Me too. And they do.
That's weird.
They do this song live. Listen to how good this is.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
That's awesome. They're fans of Trolls.
And the vision that was planted in my brain. Still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walk alone. Mm. Narrow streets of cobblestone.
How good is that?
Oh, it's pretty smooth.
Neath the halo of a street lamp.
It's no Dave Draymond, but it's pretty good.
To the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of
this is more if a couple of elves from Lord of the Rings sang it, but sang it perfectly.
And then Brandi does this song. Again, this is live. I don't know how old this song is. I got excited when I saw the title of it, and then I found out it wasn't that version of this song.
Let us dance and start, let us dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst.
You know this song?
Yeah. Speaking of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, that's right.
It's Napoleon Dynamite.
That's right.
Let us die young and let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never.
Oh, she's so good.
She's super good.
I think I've said this before, but the reason why I like Brandi Carlile, even though it's not my kind of music, so I would never buy the CD, I've never gone to see her concert, but the reason why I still respect her or admire her is she's got the Sia trick, where the thing that blows me away by talented singers more than anything else is not hitting the notes. It's the gals specifically that can intentionally crack their voice and hit the note at the same time. Nobody, I don't think, does it better than Sia.
Right.
You should play
but,
some Sia.
But Brandi, when she can intentionally crack her voice, so she's hitting a note while cracking her voice, you about crap your pants. You're like, how do you do that?
Yep.
How does the human vocal cords have the ability to do that? But
and it sounds like it's not meant to. Like that you're reaching the peak of what your body is letting you do.
Right, but they're absolutely drilling it intentionally for effect, and it's just perfect.
Yep.
Sia kicks ass.
Yep. Hell yeah, Sia
pretty,
wails.
Pretty ass kicking.
Yeah.
So check this story out. Tell me if this doesn't terrify all of you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Does it involve a urethra?
Yeah, does it involve
a urethra? No, I already went through that story. Researchers at MIT.
Oh, yeah.
Have invented. Yeah, of course. You graduated from there, right?
Yeah, I did. I wish. MIT's sweet.
McDonald's Institute?
No, it was.
No, I'm not taking a shot at you.
Yes, you are. You're saying I'm dumb.
Oh, get over it, Eeyore. So MIT has invented a new invented a new device that has the ability to read your thoughts and send them to a computer. Inner monologue would be your outer monologue. So right now the device is just a prototype. There's no word on when they would make it mainstream. So people are seemingly freaking out about this, but let me ask you this. Isn't this essentially for the opposite of evil? Wouldn't this be for people that are vegetables that are trapped inside their own bodies?
Yes.
If you could have them communicate, this would be one of the greatest inventions of all time. Because we've talked for years that Stephen Hawking was arguably the smartest guy that we've ever seen, trapped in his own body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they gave him the ability to talk mm-hmm. through the computers. What if he didn't even have to hit... He literally just... This did the same thing. It translated your thoughts. Now, the problem with that, of course, is how do you filter it? Because if it's like, hey, I have this amazing thought on how to cure cancer, but dear God, that chick's ass is amazing. Like, right. How do you turn off both sides of your brain?
I don't know.
Because if your yeah. thoughts are your thoughts, at some point, wouldn't the guy's thoughts say, please stop recording or yeah. announcing everything I'm right. thinking. Just focus on the science stuff. I'm smart, but I'm still a guy.
Yeah. And slabs are great.
Right. And this isn't sexual harassment. These are my thoughts. I didn't say them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought
unplug
it.
The machine, you
I don't
a-holes.
Have to say it. I think it.
Right. And I think we all learn.
Now it's there.
I think we all learn in the yeah. great, great film, What a Woman Wants with Mel Gibson.
Never seen it.
That sometimes it's kind of a detriment to know what everybody's thinking at all times. Mm. Because it's not just the thoughts that you would want to hear. It's all of their thoughts.
Yeah, nobody would like anybody.
Right. Nobody would like anybody. Even the people you think love you the most, and they do love
yeah,
you the
yeah,
most,
yeah, sure.
still hate you 90% of the day.
Yeah, oh. Ask my parents.
Right, which is what I've always said. Never truly trust another human being. Because deep down, they still hate you.
Yeah, I don't even like
But me. They like you more than they like other people.
Mm.
So I can see the evil in this, but 100%. I also see the good in this
as well.
But
you could also get, like, if you were in, like, a hostage situation and you needed information out of somebody, this would come in handy.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
It's like truth sharing.
Exactly. Because if somebody's in a hostage situation, clearly you'd say, hey, hostage taker guy, terrorist guy, could you please open the package we just sent you? Hook yourself up to this machine so we can know your thoughts. Thank you.
I know what you're saying. He's saying if you got the guy in like I watch CSI a lot.
Yeah, I watch 24.
Of course Chris watches CSI. It's on network TV.
It's great.
And,
but
it
if
is
you,
good.
Got
yeah,
the guy
awesome.
And the guy's like, I'm not going to tell you where, you know, the bodies are or where the yeah. person's buried or where the, you know, the bomb is. You can just hook them right up to your machine and they can't help you. It's like Wonder Woman's lasso up in here.
Right.
I like it. Hmm. But boy, I do see the negative as well because, man, would you guys hate me.
It's like Wonder Woman's lasso?
Yeah.
They gave Wonder Woman a golden lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
That makes you tell the truth. What is she going to do with that? What's she going to catch a bad guy? Gotcha! Oh, damn it. Damn, he got some big I wasn't going to say anything earlier, but this lasso just squeezed the truth right out of me.
That's what this machine would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, it would get your thoughts, but it would also get your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, listen to this.
Thanks, Dark.
Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. A man who lost his job is suing his ex-boss.
What?
His ex-boss listened in on a conversation the man was having with his wife okay. when he accidentally pocket-dialed his boss and was talking trash about him. Mm-hmm. So the guy's like in his car driving down the road.
Sure.
Accidentally mm-hmm. pocket-dials Chad Abbott. Right?
His wife's in the car with
in the car
him.
Talking
so,
right,
so it wasn't like he
right.
got a
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, okay. right, right.
Yeah.
And they're having a conversation.
Destroys his boss
destroys
to his wife.
Him, and then his boss fires him. And he's like, you can't do that. I'm going to sue you for it. Where do you sit on that side?
Yeah, that's odd. That's tough. It's in the privacy of his own car.
Yeah, yeah, but he
with
said
his
those
wife.
Things. And...
Yeah, but what would you say about Abbott if Abbott
I know,
wasn't
but...
listening?
Well, here's why, I'm, here's why I'm nervous to answer this question. Because if that is a fireable offense, then literally everyone in this building needs to be asked to leave today. Mm-hmm. Right?
Because of what we've all said about stopwatch?
About any boss. Like,
about
we
Jeff
would have
Manis?
To clean house and start over.
Yeah.
Right? You'd have to say, have you ever ripped your bosses? I'd go, well, what time is it? 8:49? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say, you're done. Well, but what about everybody else that's ever existed on this floor? Well, yeah, no, they're gone too. We're hiring an entire new staff. Salespeople, on-air talent, everybody's out.
Oh.
And they'll work here for 2 days.
Yeah.
At most.
Right.
Yeah.
Before they want to rip stopwatch, and then they get canned too.
By the way, during the last break, stopwatch is telling me that I'm being too mean to him on the air.
I agree.
You know, he's 100% right.
He's done a lot for you in your career, Paul.
Yeah, and you're
He fought to keep you when you got fired over the phone by Steve Versnick.
He did not want to fire you.
Stopwatch was the one who said, I don't want Paul to go.
Right.
And I definitely don't think we should be firing him over the phone, but then Steve called you anyway and said, you're done.
Yeah. No. Now he's saying that I'm being too mean to him on the air.
He's right. I'm with him.
I just think you should show him a little more respect, considering how much he's done for you in your career.
Respect is the key.
I'm not doing that.
Well, then face the consequences.
You guys are mean to him.
No.
I promise you, when we get this new office today, when we shut the door, we're not going to say anything bad about Stopwatch.
Oh, okay.
Not even close.
Sometimes I forget he works here.
Why do you forget?
Because he doesn't impact our day in any way.
See, now I'm going to get yelled at for that.
Yeah, I can't believe you said that.
Why? You didn't say it.
Yeah, but he doesn't associate me with you.
He doesn't?
I don't know what that means, but no, he's going to be mad at me. You guys are bullying me on the air. No, I didn't say anything about you.
That's your impression of Abbott. Do it again.
Man, you guys are bullying me on the air.
It's almost there. A little higher.
It's not even close.
Yeah, register.
I can't wave your hand in front of you like the Jedi mind trick bit.
I can't get any higher.
Oh,
trust me, I've tried.
I can take you higher. Great.
Oh, great. Yeah, but see, now you're making fun of me.
I'm not.
Because I say great point after about everything, because I want to hear bangers.
I can't do anything that you do now?
No, you can, but you saying great point like that means you're making fun of the way I say great point, because I sound like that.
You are sensitive as my nipples these days.
Yeah, well, prove it. Come over here.
Yeah, apparently you don't want to be touched.
No, I do want to be touched.
I don't even remember what I was going to say now. Oh, I do remember what I was going to say.
This song wails.
Going back to Tracy. Yes.
Clay's. Morgan. Chapman.
Morgan. And you talked about last week Stern interviewing him.
And the patience he had to show?
Right. It's all a bit. I'm 100% convinced.
On Tracy?
Now. Yeah.
Really?
I watched the first episode of The OG, his new television show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. It's only a half hour. I think it's on TBS or something like that. I was very impressed with it. It's an intelligent show.
Okay.
It's funny, but it's an intelligent show as well.
And Jordan Peele's behind it as well.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
I can 100% believe that. Cedric the Entertainer, whom I forgot existed,
I did too.
Is very funny in it.
Tiffany Haddish is on that show too, correct?
Is she not?
I think she is.
Yes, she's his wife, essentially, yes. But the concept is he goes to prison for 15 years, and when he comes out, he doesn't know what to do with himself. His wife's married to somebody else. There's kids.
And Brooklyn's moved on, right?
Exactly.
Brooklyn's changed.
Right. It's very, very... The first episode was great. Here's the problem that I had. I wanted to see the rest of the series, and then I realized, it's a regular TV show.
You can't just binge watch it.
I can't just binge watch it. I have to wait a week to see it. And that was a real inconvenience for me.
Why even start?
Yeah, why even try?
Change the way we, take in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Podcasts do that now. TV does it.
We're seeing the OG. I like
our podcast numbers are through the roof. We had an increase of 9 billion% last month.
Don't forget to rate us.
The record.
Get the downloads. How many
don't
downloads?
To do what?
Like six, but still, that it was like a gigantic percentage increase. Well, we had like one or two listens the previous month. So when we got it to six, like it's literally, I don't even know how to calculate how.
I accidentally butt dialed our podcast.
Measured.
Yeah,
and is that right?
The whole thing. So
the landscape is changing, guys.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, snow is finally going to end eventually.
I hope. It's supposed to snow on stupid-ass Saturday. Stop.
What's wrong with Saturday?
Is that a holiday? It's stupid-ass Saturday.
What do you got on Saturdays? First it was stopwatch, and now it's Saturdays?
April 14th.
And your concrete mixies are all screwed up? Man, you're having a bad weekend.
I was wishing you had no one in the car but you, and you would have gotten in a car accident with a phone pole.
With a phone pole.
Why didn't want anyone else to get hurt? Just you.
Is that like an antenna?
Just smash your stupid face.
Poor phone pole.
Into a phone pole?
More importantly, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
You're talking about phone poles.
I want to play golf. I can't sit in my... The Saturday and the weather.
Stupid ass Saturday. Yeah.
Who's the weather guy?
Al Roker.
Paul Douglas. Stop it snowing. Stupid. I'm tired of it. It's April, not March. And if it's going to continue snowing like this, Santa better damn show up again.
Yeah, don't stow anymore.
Yeah, quit being hoarders.
And stop making fun of me, Hockey.
I can't.
Hey, let's go into our new office and rip Stopwatch.
Oh, I'm leaving.
I'm going to go in there and leave a number two in
you
the corner.
You should take a dump.
Oh, thanks, Todd Packer. Power Trip Morning Show returns tomorrow at 5:30 to 9. Paul Allen is back, and he's next on The Fan.
listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.